And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Henna, a third grader. You can go ahead and wave, Henna. That's you. Henna wrote, "I feel terrible for the parents who lost their children. I love my country, and I want everybody to be happy and safe." And then Grant, go ahead and wave, Grant. Grant said, "I think there should be some changes. We should learn from what happened at Sandy Hook. I feel really bad." And then Julia said, Julia, where are you? There you go. "I'm not scared for my safety. I'm scared for others. I have four brothers and sisters, and I know I would not be able to bear the thought of losing any."
What happened in Newtown was probably the worst day in this country's history since 9/11. We found Osama bin Laden. We tracked him down. We changed the way that we dealt with that problem. Surely, finding Osama bin Laden, surely passing civil rights legislation, as Lyndon Johnson was able to do, and before that, surely defeating the Nazis, was a much more formidable task than taking on the gun lobby.
What? What? And to think that Bob Geezer, this senile fascist, was a so-called moderator during the presidential debate. I warned you. I told you Romney was a fall guy. The Republicans wanted the election thrown to Obama. They never had to accept Bob Geezer or Sandy Crawley, who came out of a swamp. And the fact of the matter is, now he's coming out, Bob Geezer, deliberately sounding like a senile fascist, comparing this to fighting the Nazis, unbelievable. Now, I had said to myself, I'm not going to deal with the gun issue tonight because you've heard it all today. But this is Michael Savage, and I am the author of this show. This is The Last Word every day, 9 p.m. to midnight. I get The Last Word in talk radio. And I know from early this morning, the country has been buzzing about Obama's massacre of the Second Amendment. I understand that. There's nothing I can add to this discussion that would be of any advantage to anyone. It's being handled by America in the best way we can. I don't think America's had a clear tyrant like this in the White House in modern times. And I don't know that America's prepared to deal with the tyranny of Obama directly. But we can deal with it in the only way we know how, which is by talking about it. The man is a tyrant. The man is using children nakedly in a way that's so cynical that it's frightening to think that he would, that children would write things like this. I don't want to talk about guns. If you think there's something you haven't said or heard today, you can call me at 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Frankly, I think that it's a lot of window dressing, incidentally, a lot of posturing. I don't know effectively and practically what effect a lot of this rubbish is going to have on the day-to-day life of Americans, truthfully. I do know that the gangs are certainly not going to register their weapons. We know that. We know that it's aimed strictly at the middle class, who are the predominant owners of these weapons. And we have to now look at something that no one's talked about today, since the show is The Last Word, The Savage Nation. We went and researched for you the 1938 German Weapons Act. Because many people say, well, you know, Hitler passed gun control, and then he rounded people up and put them in the concentration camps and then gassed them. Well, I looked into that. Is it true or not true? Well, let me cut to the chase. On November 11th, 1938, the Minister of the Interior under Hitler, Wilhelm Frick, passed regulations against Jews' possession of weapons. This regulation deprived all Jews of the right to possess firearms or other weapons. Now, there's no comparison between that and our benevolent president, as you well know. No one is making a leap in faith to say that he's anything like that. But it's intriguing to me that there was a regulation passed against a particular race in that case, prohibiting them from owning firearms. Did it start like that? No, that's why I ended with what it ended with, rather than what it started with. It didn't start with the banning of guns against Jews. That's my whole point. It started rather minor, in a minor key. We looked into it. And in the 1928 law, citizens were required to have a permit to acquire a firearm. Sounds like what Obama wants. And a permit to carry a firearm, which already exists. Okay, we have those. The law restricted ownership of firearms to persons whose trustworthiness is not in question, who can show a need for a gun permit. Sounds reasonable, same as today in America. Under the new law in Nazi Germany, gun restriction laws applied only to handguns, not to long guns or ammunition. Of course, there was no assault hunting knives in those days, nor were there any assault rifles. They were just regular bolt-action rifles of the type that Dianne Feinstein would approve of, giving you your hunting rifle. The 1938 revisions completely deregulated the acquisition and transfer of rifles and shotguns as well as ammunition. Deregulated? That's an interesting one. The groups of people who were exempt from the acquisition permit expanded. Exempt from the acquisition permit, meaning that they could just go buy a gun. So who could then just go buy a gun in Nazi Germany? Holders of annual hunting permits, government workers, and NSDAP members were no longer subject to gun ownership restrictions. What was the NSDAP? The brown shirts. That would be the equivalent to Obama's private national security force. Better funded, better armed than the U.S. military, which he has not yet put into place. But since they acquired about a billion rounds of hollow point ammunition last year for reasons we still don't know, now he's starting to have you give up some of your weaponry. Who knows that sometime within 2013, King Obama might not decide that he needs his own Praetorian Guard. Okay. 855-407-282. I'll tell you, I don't know that I want to talk about it any further than this. I don't know it. I have the last word in talk radio. I know you've been buzzing about it all day long. I don't want to bore myself above all. I could bore you easily, but I'm not going to bore you if I can avoid it. There are other stories out there. I don't know which are as shocking as this, because I said to a lawyer friend of mine today, who's a liberal, by the way. I think he's a liberal. I don't really know. I like the person because he's my lawyer and he's smart. But I said to him, John, I said, what if we don't stand up to Obama as he starts to chip away at the Second Amendment, which is what he's doing? And what if a year from now, let's say X years from now, we get a Republican right-wing pendulum swing and a real right-winger finally wins in the country and cleans house of the rubbish of the trash left that we have now, really cleans the clock of the trash garbage that we have in government right now, just gets rid of them all. And the pendulum swings in the other direction, and we have a conservative, America-loving, nationalist government. And they say, well, you know, back in 2013, we have a precedent for modifying the constitutional amendments, because President Obama back in 2013 modified the Second Amendment with virtually no resistance. So now that we right-wingers are in power, whatever year that might be, we want to go after the New York lawyers who have used the Fourth Amendment to protect drug dealers, who have used the Fourth Amendment to get drug dealers off the hook even though they're found with drugs in the trunk of their car. You guys have argued that there's no probable cause for the cop to have even opened the trunk, and you've had case after case of drug dealers thrown out. So what we're going to do now is we're going to modify the Fourth Amendment. That's what we're going to do. And then downstream, who knows what other amendments might be modified. And that's why you have to be very cautious in permitting a dictator or a little dictator or a mini dictator or a would-be dictator to modify the Constitution or the amendments. Today it's guns, and you say, well, that's not so bad. Tomorrow it's the Fourth Amendment or the First Amendment or the 13th Amendment, or which amendment do you want modified, right? 855-400-7282, 855-407, or I'll tell you what I'd like to do. What would entertain me, maybe it'll entertain you, which is this. My new novel, A Time for War, a thriller, arrived on my doorstep yesterday. I got a carton of them, beautiful red cover. Many of you loved Abuse of Power, and it was all about Jack Hatfield fighting Islamists inside America. In the new book, the enemy is not the Islamists. The enemy is the Chinese government. The government of China is plotting a secret attack against America. And only Jack Hatfield, a popular television host, hounded from his position by left-wing forces in the media for speaking the truth, suspects the danger of this lethal conspiracy. With the help of Dover Griffith, an idealistic young female staffer at the Office of Naval Intelligence, Hatfield pursues a trail leading to a billionaire American electronics entrepreneur who has sold out his own country with the help of officials at the highest level of the American government. as enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack that will disarm the American military and release a deadly toxin killing hundreds of thousands of civilians, Jack Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country. A Time for War, Michael Savage. Would you like me to read from the book? You can call me and say yes or no, it's not important enough. We'd rather talk about guns or us. Or I'll ask you another question. Do you think China is a valid antagonist for a novel's plot in this age, in this time and this age? Or do you think it's, did I go overboard? Do you think China is a valid antagonist for such a novel? After all, Barney Frank, as distinguished as he is, and as rational a mind as he has, said that there are no longer any external enemies in America. Department of Homeland Security said there are no longer any external enemies in America. The new CIA director that Obama would like to put in there. The hippie with the earring who ran around Indonesia and said that all Muslims are wonderful and loving and kind. Even though the next day the French bombed the Islamists in Mali, I guess he didn't read the newspaper, but he's going to run our spy agency. He said that there are no external enemies in America. America has only internal enemies. This is very frightening. So they buy a billion rounds of hollow point ammunition last year. They chip away at the Second Amendment today. And then they declare that there are no external enemies in America. Makes you think, doesn't it? It makes you think. And that's why I wrote a novel, because some things are almost unspeakable. So therefore, I wrote a novel called A Time for War. Now, you have to understand Obama is at war against America. Obama is at war against all the values of America. Obama is at war against all middle-class values. Obama is at war with anyone who is successful. Obama is at war with anyone who wants to defend his home and his hearth. Obama is at war with anyone who feels that the government is overreaching. Obama is at war with anyone who wants the budget balanced. Obama is at war with any returning war veteran who knows how to use weapons. Obama is at war with anyone who opposes him. Obama is at war with anyone who he declares to be his enemy. So that's why I think the title A Time for War is quite timely. Again, 855-407-282. Let's take Charles in Indianapolis. First caller, Charles, welcome. You're on the Savage Nation.
Michael, I have a pretty bad problem. I have a best friend. He's my best friend, and he's a liberal. I believe he's a liberal. And I got in an argument with him tonight on the phone about this gun thing that Obama just passed. And I had to hang up on him. I couldn't listen to him. And I just want to know, what are some points that I can put across to this brain-dead drone and try to get my point across? Because I always say, you know, it's Obama who did this. And he always turns around and says the same thing. Well, you blame Obama for everything. You just do this, you do that. And I go, well, isn't Obama the head of the government? He's the one who makes the final decision. You go straight to the, you know, you want to kill the snake, you cut the head off. You know, so I'm like...
Well, first of all, wait a minute. You're not talking about any violence here, are you?
No, sir. This guy's my best friend. He's my brother. We grew up together. I mean, but his view...
Well, you're calling from Indianapolis. Are you a rural man? Are you a hunter?
No, actually, I live in the city of Indianapolis. I'm actually from California. I'm from Fresno. I grew up in the Bay Area.
So are you guys gun owners or not gun owners?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Are you a gun owner? Is your friend a gun owner?
He actually owns guns. I don't own a gun right now. But I've hunted in the past, and I believe in hunting.
So what is it? He likes the idea that Obama's restricting the Second Amendment. Is that it, and you don't?
All right, I
can't have this conversation. I just had a bipolar reaction just now. I had a slight bipolar reaction to that caller for some reason. Whatever I asked, I got the wrong answer. Even the right answers were the wrong. I couldn't compute. I didn't know what he was talking about. In other words, there was no way to have a conversation with him, and nor was it relevant. So it was a bad caller, so the call screener gets a demerit. I'll be right back.
Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? by reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and Protect Your Home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
There's a vote. Traffic eastbound 92 east of Foster City Boulevard crashed. Being reported now on the right shoulder, but big delays. 92 backed up all the way to Highway 280. Northbound 101 backed up to almost Marsh Road, and southbound 101 backed up out of Burlingame as you head for the 92 interchange. Northbound 101, University Avenue in Palo Alto. Stalled big rig right lane. Traffic slow from 237. Eastbound 580 recovering, but it is still slow now out of Pleasanton as you head for the Altamont Pass. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
If you're a little worried about your finances and financial planning in 2013, you're not alone. I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and I think I can help. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect to pay more taxes out of your pocket as the new economic policies play out. What is your best move for financial planning and retirement planning? A combination of tax increases and spending cuts may affect you and your family. Wow. What should you do about these issues? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I can work to do what's right for you. Call me anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit att.com/enhancedptt3 to get your business started with a free Samsung Rugby 3. You pushed to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free phone on new activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Managing your own business takes a number of essential apps.
I think I have every one of them.
One is all you need.
Yeah, the contact managing one, the project tracking one, the work sharing one, and the client billing one.
No, just the all-in-one.
Which one?
Sage One, the simple web app that puts it all together for business.
That one.
The only one.
How do I get one?
Visit sagetoday.com for your 30-day free trial of Sage One.
Nice one.
That's sagetoday.com.
Whether you're planning a trip to the snow or just driving in wet weather, shop now and save during the Ready for Winter sales event at Carlson Subaru in Redwood City. Drive a new 2013 Forester 2.5X for just $19,490. For more savings, shop online at CarlsonSubaru.com. They've been Subaru people for over 30 years. See Carlson Subaru off 101 at Whipple in low overhead, low pressure Redwood City, where the real deals are. Forester number DG438073 at this price. Model DFA 21.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
A majority of Americans agree with us on this. And by the way, so did Ronald Reagan, one of the staunchest defenders of the Second Amendment, who wrote to Congress in 1994 urging them, this is Ronald Reagan speaking, urging them to listen to the American public and to the law enforcement community and support a ban on the further manufacture of military-style assault weapons.
That's a pretty powerful quote there. Welcome back to The Last Word in Talk Radio, Michael Savage. And that's a powerful statement. I mean, if Ronald Reagan in 1994 urged Congress at the time to support a ban on the further manufacture of military-style assault weapons, how do you deal with that one? Look, if you're underestimating Obama's intelligence, I pity you. Because I've said for over a year now that I detest his policies. There's not a policy that he's passed that I agree with. But he's probably the most intelligent president that we've had in 50 years. You don't want to accept it. I know you want to vilify him and demonize him, but you're making a big mistake. You better dance with him in order to understand what you're dealing with here. He is the most intelligent man to have sat in the Oval Office in 50 years. Now, what do you do with the man who then digs up a Ronald Reagan quote, if it's true, and I don't know. I mean, banning the 10-round limit for magazines, cutting it down to 7 rounds. I mean, what are we talking about here? It's nonsense because you can buy 5, 10 clips. So let's say you got 10 rounds, right? And then you bang, 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 and pop and throw another one in. What's the difference? What is the difference? I don't understand what this is about. A lot of this is just window dressing. So don't get so frightened so fast. A lot of the demagogues, truthfully, in the media, and particularly the right-wing media, are scaring you, making it bigger than it is. I don't like what he's doing. I don't like where he's going. But truthfully, I think it's a lot of sound and fury signifying nothing at the end of the day. You know, so I'm serious. I mean, I know you're going to disagree. You could say what you want. But what is he really hiding here? He's got you thinking about guns when the next day he's going to go to raise the debt limit and bankrupt us even further. The man is out of control when it comes to spending. Let's talk about issues to do with bread and butter, pocketbook issues. The man wants to raise the debt limit. He's maxed out the credit cards. He's busted out the credit card balance, and he wants more credit. How can he do that? Who gives him the authority to do that? Nobody. So that's the bigger question. Always follow the money. You're looking at the clip. He's looking at the money clip. You're looking at the ammo clip. He's looking at the dollar clip. He's got you distracted. He's playing three card Monty with you.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good afternoon. I'm Dave Fouts, Talk 560 KSFO. A man is in jail after he allegedly threatened to shoot officials at a Fremont hospital who told him to leave because visiting hours were over. The man was arrested on suspicion of making terrorist threats. Officials with the Oakland School District say water damage could keep them out of their administration building for months. The building near Lake Merritt suffered severe damage last week when a faucet in a janitor's closet was left on overnight. Taking a look at the roadways, northbound 280 Meridian have a new crash. It's got the left lane blocked. Southbound 85 after Blossom Hill Road, third lane from the left is blocked by an accident as well. Some major delays out there at the moment. One of them, Dumbarton Bridge, bumper to bumper right now as you go from Fremont. As you make your way over to Fremont, it's going to take some slow time from the toll plaza over to 880. Eastbound 92, an earlier accident at Foster City Boulevard. Traffic is backed up onto 101 in both directions and 92 backed up to 280. I'm Dave Fouts, KSFO.
The Bay Area RV Expo is back and bigger than ever. Stop by the Bay Area RV Expo January 11th through the 21st and learn how easily you could be living in comfort and travel with your brand new RV. With free admission, free parking, and free food, you've got to stop by this premier event showcasing everything. Tent trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A, B, and C motorhomes, even luxury diesels. Knowledgeable service technicians will be on site ready to show you the ins and outs of RVing with daily seminars. Huge manufacturer discounts and factory reps on site. Think you can't own an RV? Think again. Bank financing will be available on the spot. New, used, consignment, and bank-owned RVs. It's RV fun and excitement for the whole family when you visit the Bay Area RV Expo. Free parking, free admission, and free food. From Dublin Boulevard, take Regional Street next to Outback Steakhouse in Dublin. For more info, call 1-855-4-RV-EXPO or visit BayAreaRVExpo.com. Sponsored by Sky River RV.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Tina and her husband owed big money to the IRS.
We owed over $50,000.
They were frightened out of their wits.
Oh, my gosh, it was horrible. I thought we were going to lose everything. I thought we're going to jail.
Then it happened. Tina found the expert help she and her husband so desperately needed.
These guys were awesome to work with. They stopped the IRS from putting liens on our homes and our cars, and they stopped them from freezing our bank accounts. They kept the IRS off our backs. We really can't thank them enough.
The team of professionals at Authority Tax Services helped Tina and her husband, and they can help you. Authority Tax Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau.
We saved a whole lot of money.
You too may qualify to get up to 85% or more off your tax liability or for other special programs. So take Tina's advice.
Anybody in trouble with the IRS, give them a call. These are the guys to help you.
If you owe more than $10,000, call Authority Tax Services now at 800-645-1792. Call now for your free no-obligation consultation. 800-645-1792. 800-645-1792.
Is there heavy drinking in the Obama administration? I mean heavy, heavy drinking.
Mark Levin.
What the hell is with these people?
3 to 6 weekdays on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
It's for the children. It's for the children. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. That's a quiet, that's an intelligent bunch of children he found. They're very articulate for little kids. I really don't know where he got them. Geniuses. I mean, I had no idea there were such intelligent children in America who knew all about weapons and assault weapons and guns. Where'd he find them? They must be members of Mensa or something. I got to hand it to them. I think they're smart because they're around him. To keep our children safe. To keep our children safe. Well, okay, what can you do? What can you do? This is what's going on. The man has an agenda, and he's steamrolling it. What is the left's agenda? Let's say Obama had no opposition. There's no Republican Party. There's no talk radio. There's no internet. And you have King Obama, lifetime leftist, Marxist, Leninist. He's now supreme ruler of America. What would his... Have you ever played out what his actual agenda would be on every level? Have you thought this through? Let's say he had no opposition the way the media would like, where there's no one confused enough to disagree with anything he said, and no checks and balances, and no advice and consent from the Senate. In other words, an absolute dictatorship. So he appoints anyone he wants to any position, and he has any law passed that he wants. What would the end line look like for King Obama in America? What would the leftist supreme agenda be? Well, there'd be no weapons at all owned by anybody. Let's start with that. Zero. The only people who could own guns would be police, maybe. And I'm not sure of that because in England, of course, they have no guns. So even the police would be disarmed. So who would have guns? Well, the military, I guess, but even the military would be limited in the use of guns. Bill Clinton limited the accessibility to guns, and that's why 13 were killed and 33 wounded by Nidal Hassan, the Muslim major, psychiatrist, if you remember, the Fort Hood massacre. And I didn't hear Bob Geezer talk about that at all. I didn't hear Bob Geezer talk about all the dead soldiers at Fort Hood. Isn't it interesting how these leftists operate? But what would Obama's end line be? Where would he stop and where would he start? Have you thought about that? Okay, so you'd have to go through the amendments to the Constitution to see what he'd like to do. After all, he's a genius, and he studied the Constitution in order to know how to get around it. See, I knew liberals, you don't know this, who were professors of constitutional law, and every one of them wanted a constitutional convention to modify the Constitution. Obama comes from that camp. He would like a con-con convention. This was a huge thing in the late hippie 60s, 70s. They wanted a con-con convention to revise the Constitution. They've been after this from the beginning. They consider it an old, antiquated document. They want it modified. So you have to look at all the amendments to the Constitution to see where they want to go. I know where they want to go, but you don't. You think today it's only about assault weapons. You don't know where it's going tomorrow. I do. I can't do it all in an hour. It would take me a long time to do this. But I can't do it for you. I can do it in piecemeal. I'll go through all the amendments. But you get bored. Then I would start to sound like an old professor in a bad brown suit from Robert Hall in Taft High School with a tuna fish stain, you know, with halitosis. You know, that's what happens when you start saying Constitution and the Founding Fathers. I immediately think of bad civics professors I had in high school who we threw spitballs at when they turned their back to us. They had shabby suits. They rode the subway. They didn't press them. They were dirty. Nah, look, they were poor in those days. They weren't teachers today. Today, the teacher lives like a king. But in those days, the teacher wore an old suit. The pocket had a tuna fish stain on it from the sandwich that the wife gave him. They had Hal. They didn't have any mouthwash in those days. If they came over your desk to lean over your desk after a test, I mean, you literally had to see the school nurse. It was a noxious fume that rained down from the teacher. So when you say Constitution or Founding Father, that's what people think of. So that's why I don't want to talk about it. 855-400-7282. No one wants to hear about my new novel. I have to read from it. It's so good. I could have fun. I could take you to Bruno's restaurant. It's sad what's going on. I can't tell you yet. No, I'm not allowed to tell you. Something terrible happened today in North Beach. I can't tell you. No, I can't get too personal yet. I'll find out when I can. Who wants to hear me reading from A Time for War, my novel, which will be out in about a month, where the Abe Cohen, the old hippie, an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population, argues in this Italian restaurant that I fictionalized with Doc Mattson, a 6'2" ex-soldier, one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. And although they're political opposites, they argue with each other in Bruno's restaurant. And what I do is I pose the liberal versus the war hero conservative in arguments, and it's very funny. Anyone want to hear it? Eddie's under the table getting a brisk rub on the head. Jack is eating in the restaurant, and they argue. If you want to hear it, you got to call. Otherwise, I'm not going to read it because I'll bum the audience out. Let's take some callers on the gun thing. That's all they want to talk about. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. I tried to avoid it. There's no avoiding it. Joni on WABC in New York City. What's on your mind, Joni?
Hey, Michael. First of all, I have to say thank God you're back in New York. Thank God. I was having withdrawal when you weren't here.
So wait, hold it. This is very important. New syndicator, Cumulus, new time. It took you this long to find me, huh?
No. I've been listening to you for a while. I'm just saying that I still thank God that you're back on.
Oh, okay. Good.
And after you answer my question, then I'd love to hear you read from your new novel. But this is my question. I'm not a gun owner. I have a healthy respect. I don't have a fear of guns. I have a healthy respect for it because I've never had a gun in my hand in my life. But, you know, all of this hype about assault weapons, and to me, when I hear assault weapon, I'm thinking of a machine gun or something. I don't really know what an assault weapon is.
Okay. No, that's a very fair question.
Why would anyone want an assault weapon?
Well, first of all, machine guns have been outlawed in America since the 1930s. They are not machine guns. This is what the politicians would like you to believe.
Yeah.
That if you pull a trigger, it keeps shooting. That it does not. The so-called assault weapons that Obama is referring to are not really assault weapons per se. You have to pull the trigger each time you wish to fire a bullet, okay? Are we clear on that?
Oh, okay. No, I didn't know that.
There's no machine gun. It's illegal. Now, you can modify them. People do, but it's a federal offense with many years in prison as a punishment, and it has been for a very long time. There are people who do modify them and turn them into machine guns, but they'll go away for a very long time. It's totally illegal.
Oh.
So it's not an assault weapon. It's a boom, 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 boom. You put a clip in the bottom, 10, 20 rounds, whatever the state may permit, and you pull the trigger each time, and it ejects the cartridge, and the next one is pushed into the breech, and blah, 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 blah. So, but I want to say this, and this is a touchy issue. Adam Lanza, the mass-murdering subhuman who killed those children, if all of these laws had been passed, would still have gotten his hand on the weapon from his mother. Do you know that?
Yes, I know that.
Not one child, unfortunately, would have been saved with all of Obama's machinations today and all of Governor Cuomo's yesterday. Unfortunately, the mother had the weapons, and I blame the mother. She's dead, by the way. Mrs. Lanza was killed by that subhuman son of hers. Why she had guns all over that house when she had a nut for a son on medication, I will not understand, unless she was an enabler and a nut herself.
Well, she took him to the shooting range.
Yeah, well, tell me what that was about. Why do you take a deranged nut, a marginal nut like this, to a shooting range? Tell me why. To build up his self-esteem?
A little crazy yourself.
Thank you. But anyway, so let's get back to your next question. So now we know that an assault rifle is not a machine gun. You didn't know that, right, Joni?
No, I didn't.
What else can Dr. Savage tell you tonight?
Well, that you can read from your
I love it. You gave me dispensation. You are now the Pope of Talk Radio.
Good.
I'm not going to do it at this segment, but that's nice to hear. But and no, I think what you were asking is not only what is an assault rifle, so-called, but why have one, I think you asked next. Why do you need it, right?
Yes, I did, right.
Okay. Let me explain that to you. The reason, and I had to go after the massacre at in Connecticut. I called a friend of mine who was a war hero of Vietnam era, a graduate of West Point, a third-generation military hero, of sterling man, fought in Vietnam, directed a rifle company, with the head of a rifle company as a captain, Green Beret. He's now a family man, has two young children. So I said, he's an older man who got married later in life, has two young children. So I figured he'd be the perfect guy to tell me what he thought about it, because I said, do you think we should ban such guns? I asked him straight out. I said, Captain Matt, do you think we should ban such guns? Because I figured he had school children. He said, absolutely not. I said, why not, Matt? He said, because the guns were not made, nor was the Second Amendment created for hunting. The Second Amendment was written so that the citizenry could protect itself from a tyrannical government. I said, what do you mean by that? He said, when the colonists were fighting the British, they weren't fighting with longbows. They were not fighting with spears. The colonists were just as well armed as the British soldiers, which is why they were able to fight the revolution and defeat the British. So I said, what does it have to do with today? He said, well, what if we get a fascistic government that becomes as oppressive as the British government was then, if not more so? Don't the citizens have a right to defend themselves, to defend their freedom? That was his answer, Joni.
That's a good point.
I hope I've elucidated and, you know, somewhat, you know, raised the dialogue without getting hysterical here. I mean, that's what it comes down to. As a gentleman from Fox News wrote the other day, and the article's no longer linked on michaelsavage.com, he said the Second Amendment is not for hunting deer. It's for opposing tyrannical governments. And that said it all, to be honest with you. It's Feinstein knows it's not about the hunting rifle. Kansas City, Matt, fire away. You're on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I disagree with you thinking that Obama is the smartest president we've had in the last 50 years. I would call him evil. I'd call him shrewd. Anything but smart or a genius. Nobody would take this country down the road he's taken us. I mean, Hitler...
Well, now, hold it. Now, wait a minute. Just because I think he's evil doesn't mean I think he's not the smartest president in the last 50 years.
True.
In other words...
But what about...
I mean, look, there are evil geniuses. Obama is a brilliant strategist. He didn't become president by accident. Now, here's the interesting thing. Other dictators have used industrialists in the past to get where they were and play along with the industrialists by making sure that their pockets were well stuffed. as he is doing with General Electric, Warren Buffett, and all the other industrialists who are rolling in billions like they've never rolled in before because of government grants and contracts, because of loose tax policies. They've never had it so good, and they're so greedy, they're blind to who they're dealing with. The day will come that he will turn on Warren Buffett and Jeffrey Immelt, as sure as I'm standing here. They don't know that day will come, but it will come.
Yeah, but the idea of the third party, I mean, I'll give you that, but on the third party issue, I think that's what he would want us to do. He wants to divide us. He wants the Republican Party, a third party. How are you going to be able to defeat him when you got two or three different parties? You're still going to have...
Well, let me explain that as well, because I thought it through before I basically issued that last two Mondays ago, the concept of a third party, a nationalist party. And that is this. In the last election, I studied it quite closely, and I did the data analysis. Approximately 3 to 5 million registered conservative Republicans stayed away from the polls because Romney was a tepid, check pants, middle-of-the-road, country club Republican. They didn't want to vote for him. So there were 3 to 5 million people who did not vote, right? So you say, wait a minute. So what would the third party do? I don't think it would steal votes from the Republicans. They're not going to get their votes anyway. I think it would send a strong message to the Republicans and move them to the right. That's what I think a third party would do. It would force the Republicans to move to the right. That's what I think a third party would do.
I disagree with you. I think you got
all right. That's certainly a valid consideration, worthy of further study, and certainly food for thought. It's the Savage Nation. If you care to join the conversation, the phone number tonight is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-407-282. I want to remind you that the show is now on 177 or so stations. It's growing by leaps and bounds. And I do have the last word in talk radio every day. I'm glad that you're with me. I'll be back.
Savage.
Guys, you've heard about Ageless Male, the natural supplement that helps boost testosterone levels within normal, healthy ranges. But now, the best testosterone product is even better. New and improved Ageless Male can help you feel more like you used to in your active life and in your romantic life. Because our upgraded formula has been clinically shown to increase your drive, desire, and performance. That's right, guys. Ageless Male has been clinically shown to boost performance. Cancel your plans this weekend, you're staying in. If you're ready to recapture the drive from your youth, now is the time to try Ageless Male because it's available risk-free. But you must call now. Just call 1-800-853-5620. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-800-853-5620. That's 1-800-853-5620. 1-800-853-5620.
Who's watching your home when you're not there? It could be a burglar. Burglars prefer to break in when they think no one is home, and no one will stop them. Don't be an easy target for intruders. Protect your home with a free security system monitored by ADT, the leader in home security. Call now and get free hardware, free medical and fire alert, and free activation. It's an $850 value. Call right now and you'll also get 6 free sensors. That's 6 points of protection for free. Just call Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, at 1-888-987-3232. You'll get 24-hour protection, and there's no cost for parts or activation. Call now about a free security system monitored by ADT. Call 1-888-987-3232. $99 installation charge, 36-month monitoring agreement at $35.99 per month. Total package includes 6 door window sensors. Labor charges may apply. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Call now, 1-888-987-3232.
Isabel, traffic still slow on the peninsula, eastbound 92, east of Foster City Boulevard. That accident off to the right side, but it was back in traffic up onto northbound 101 all the way from Woodside Road. Backed up on eastbound 92 from 280 and southbound 101 slow to Burlingame down to the 92 interchange. Northbound 101 looks good into San Francisco. Just slows eastbound 80 from the 101 split onto the lower deck. Eastbound 80 at Powell, accident to the right side. Traffic slow out of the maze, though, through Berkeley. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
if you're like most people who are very successful, you take pride in your personal appearance, right? That includes a thinning hairline. If you are experiencing hair loss, my recommendation is to call Dr. Tom Rosanelli. He has over 25 years of experience in hair restoration and has performed hair restoration procedures on thousands of patients. That includes some well-known celebrities. I've seen Dr. Rosanelli's excellent work. It's obvious why people with hair loss choose Dr. Rosanelli. They now have a natural head of hair and even look younger. Dr. Rosanelli specializes in hair restoration. He meets with every patient for a free consultation, and he performs all hair restoration procedures himself. And Dr. Rosanelli is also part of the Savage Nation. If your hair is thinning, call 800-743-HAIR. It's simple. That's 800-743-4247. Or visit drrosanelli.com. Dr. Rosanelli has offices in San Francisco, San Jose, and Walnut Creek.
Now through February, receive 200 free grafts as part of your procedure as a new patient. Call 800-743-HAIR. Certain restrictions apply. Offer expires 2/28/13.
Are you tired of online dating? You're not alone. Online dating sites are all the same. You make a profile and a computer matches you with a bunch of pictures.
Don't waste another year getting let down by online dating. You could have a real relationship with a real person that you can trust. Time to call Table for Six. They'll meet you in person and take the time to get to know you. You tell them what you're looking for and they do the rest.
Table for Six will create the perfect environment for you to meet someone right for you. The whole process is confidential, low pressure, and perfect for busy people like you who don't have time to waste.
Table for Six specializes in introducing compatible single professionals in California. The personalized approach ensures that there is always someone and something for everyone. Explore a new approach to meeting someone special. Table for Six has been featured on the NBC Today Show, 60 Minutes, Business Week, and more. Call Table for Six today at 800-901-8181 or visit online at tableforsix.com. Join now and get an extra month free. That's 800-901-8181. 800-901-8181.
Do you owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action, your tax problem is only going to get worse. Call the experts with an A-plus rating with the BBB. Call U.S. Tax Shield right now at 1-800-489-3838.
New Year's resolution growing stale? Need to change up your routine? Reboot your workout with Adriana Bessa's Zumba classes. Zumba's not just a get fit fad. It's the best party you've ever attended. SweetJack.com nabbed 87% off.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
There will be pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical, all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
So what we have is a tyrant ginning up fear to raise his ratings and saying that the opposite is true and that we're doing it to him. He's declared war on America's middle class. I've told you that I try to tell you that in trickle-up poverty and trickle-down tyranny. Forget me selling books. I'm not selling books. The titles speak volumes. Trickle-down tyranny. What does that mean? Well, here it is. Thank you. Here it is. Thank you. Here it is. What does it mean? There it is. He's chipping away at the Second Amendment. How far is it to the First Amendment? Well, the First Amendment is a cousin to the Second Amendment. Some would say the Second Amendment exists to protect the First Amendment. In fact, in England, they have neither the Second nor the First Amendment, but you don't know that because they have no constitution. They had a Magna Carta, and look where it got them. Now it's called Londonistan. That's what the Magna Carta brought to England. But nevertheless, let's forget England. Let's talk about America. We're very different countries. We have a very different culture. We have a very strong gun culture in this country. And let me remind you of something else. Let me be very clear. The so-called conservative Democrats, who posed as and were called Blue Dog Democrats, assured their voters in the heartland of America that they would never permit Obama to go after the Second Amendment. Do you remember that? There'd be no such chipping away at the Second Amendment. Do you remember that? Well, where are the Blue Dog Democrats today? The answer is nowhere to be found because they never existed. They're a fraud, whether they be in Indiana, Idaho. There are no Blue Dog Democrats. They're all yellow-bellied, pinko, socialist Democrats. There is not a conservative Democrat in the entire party. The Democrat Party today is the Democrat Socialist Party USA, DSUSA. the Republican Party is the socialist, liberal Republican Party. There is no conservative representation anywhere in Congress, with the exception of a bare few. The bare few who dare stand up, who dared stand up to the Republicans, were gerrymandered out of business, like Alan West, the true American hero, one of my heroes. I don't know the man personally. I had him at my house once in Florida, loved him and his family, great guy, a real war hero. I mean, I would follow this guy, I would vote for him, I'd work for him. And look what the Republican Party did to Alan West. They gerrymandered him out of business. They worked to throw him out because he was a real conservative. So we have no conservative representation. In essence, we've had a coup in the United States. And so now Obama is coming in this way, in a mild way, very mild, very, very light. Very light on the gun thing. A universal background check. Well, is that a bad thing? You say, well, I don't know. Is it a bad thing? I don't know. Is it a bad thing? What is he really going after here? He's going after the gun shows where people buy and sell guns like in a swap meet. Now, that's an interesting question unto itself. I know I have a number of weapons. I'm not going to elucidate which they are. Every time I've bought a gun, a rifle or a handgun, I had to go through a background check. I had to go through a background check. My fingerprints were sent to the Justice Department. They know what I own. And I've never been blocked from buying a weapon because I have no past history. I don't use medication. I'm not a felon. I'm not a member of a terrorist group, whatever. So therefore, I've had no trouble buying a gun. I have a background check. Does anyone listening to the show tell me why a universal background check is a bad thing? Now, I know the argument would be that the government then knows you own the gun and they could come and take it away from you. I hear that one. But on the face of it, is that a bad thing? I'm asking you. I know this is anathema to the gun owners of America. That's okay, but my job is to ask questions so that those listening to the show don't quite understand the subtleties of all these things could answer them. Why should there be no universal background check? I'm telling you, if you actually analyze what he's doing here, I don't even know what he's actually doing here. Second, Congress should restore a ban on military-style assault weapons and a 10-round limit for magazines. Applause. Okay, what's that story? What do you mean? And a 10-round limit. In California, we have a 10-round limit. I remember there was once a 20-round limit, and then Feinstein got Meshuggah hysterical, and it was limited to 10. Did it change my life? No, it didn't change my life. I got rid of my 20-round magazines, I think, and I have 10-round magazines in my gun safe, and I never shoot. I don't use them. Now, I say, well, okay, you're an idiot. You should use them. We're supposed to use them. So let me be clear. I don't need these weapons for a home invasion. I would never pick up an AR-15, which I don't own anymore. A Ruger Mini 14 I still own. I would never pick it up. If, God forbid, someone kicked the door in, I'd go for the shotgun and the handgun. I absolutely go for the pump shotgun over anything. Ask any cop what they would use.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Hina, a third grader. You can go ahead and wave, Hina. That's you. Hina wrote, I feel terrible for the parents who lost their children. I love my country, and I want everybody to be happy and safe.
What a brilliant
And then Grant,
child.
Go ahead and wave, Grant.
What a smart
Grant
boy.
Said, I think there should be some changes. We should learn from what happened at Sandy
what
Hook.
A smart
I feel
kid.
Really bad.
He should get him
and
a coffee.
And Julia said, Julia, where are you? There you go.
Julia should get a Pulitzer.
I'm not scared
where they
for
get
my
these
safety, I'm scared
from?
For others.
Wow.
I have four brothers and sisters, and I know I would not be able
you
to bear
You got to hand it to the Obamas.
The
they found the smartest kids
it.
In the world who know more about guns and gun control than the average American. Welcome to round two of tonight's Savage Nation. I'm trying not to talk about guns, but how can you avoid it? How can you avoid such a thing when that's all that's in the air? You know, I mean, what are you going to say? I've been saying, you heard it all day long. I'm not bored of it. It's not going away. But at the end of the day, this is going to be fought out very heavily by the groups that you belong to. The NRA, which is questionable in some ways, Gun Owners of America, they have to fight it out for us. They have to lobby the clinkers there in the Congress. They have to go to Clink and get him out of the cloakroom and give him a bottle of Dewars. Maybe if they throw him a case of Dewars, he would do something for us. Where is the Republican Party? By the way, where is the opposition? Where is one voice from the other side? Zero. We have a one-party system. Trickle-down tyranny. One-party system. Can someone let Teddy in my studio? He's barking. My poor dog is locked out in the cold. We had to let him out of the radio studio to relieve himself. And he's downstairs. I hear him barking on the 855-400-7282, 855-400. Hi, Teddy. Panics every minute. Took him for a walk today in the outdoor mall. He fell in love with a poodle that looked just like him. Except I found out the poodle was 15 years old, the other one. He reminded me of Bob Schieffer. He had the poodle had dysplasia in his rear legs like Schieffer has in his rear lobes. I mean, Bob Schieffer likens Obama taking on the gun lobby to defeating the Nazis. Now, this guy, think about this, was a moderator during the debates, and the Republicans had no problem with Schieffer. Look, Romney won the first debate when it was fair and square, and then they didn't know what to do. They wheeled out Bob Geezer, and Bob Geezer, who now likens Obama taking on the gun lobby to defeating the Nazis, threw him one set of questions after another. I was screaming and yelling. Then they dug up Sandy Crawley from the swamp. Well, she was number two, and that was the end of the election. Because you have a one-party system, because there is no opposition party. So it's we the people versus the tyrannical one-party government, the oligarchs. And that's it. I mean, we could scream all we want, and we'll talk, but I'm not going to get hysterical. I will not do it. This is Michael Savage with The Last Word in Talk Radio every day on your local station, 855-400-SAVAGE. If you'd rather I read from my new novel, Where China is a Valid Antagonist, rather than talking about the senile fascist Bob Geezer, who was a moderator during the presidential debate, I'll do that as well. Tell me why a universal background check is a bad thing. I would like to know. Because Obama wants a universal background check. Tell me why you as a gun owner oppose it. So I know the answer, but most people listening don't. They can't figure it out. Springfield, Missouri. Ray, you're up on the Savage Nation. What is wrong with a background check?
Well, the problem with the background check is what they're actually after is to prohibit the sale of firearms between individuals. When they say that they need to close the gun show loophole, there is no gun show loophole. What they're referring to is the fact that individuals can buy firearms from other individuals without a background check. Now, in the gun show itself, they cannot do this with gun dealers. They're required by federal law to have background checks. If they get this through, what they want is for if an individual goes, if I have a gun and want to sell it to you, I can't sell it to you. We would have to go through a law enforcement agency or a federal firearms dealer to have a background check run before we could transfer the sale of the gun. And essentially...
Well, pause. So the average listener who may not be a gun owner but doesn't like Obama and is afraid of him, tell us why that's a bad thing.
Because then what they're doing, this is an end run to eventually get to our guns. When you said that Obama was an intelligent man, I was kind of surprised, but you are right. When you stop and think about it, the whole thing with the gun issue, with his 23 proposals that he signed off on, actually
right. Done
nothing to prevent these things from happening again. But what he did do is lay the groundwork so that down the road, these little things can be nibbled at a piece at a time, so that one day you wake up and guess what?
That's right. No, he's setting a precedent for going further later on, and then he's going to go after the First Amendment, probably going to limit talk radio because they've wanted to do this for years. It's the only opposition they have in the media. They're definitely going to want to go after talk radio, saying, while we agree with the freedom of speech, especially for Harvey Weinstein and Tarantella, Woody Allen, and anyone else who kisses my boots and proposes a furtherance of the internationalist agenda, we think that we need to rein in talk show hosts who incite violence or incite anger in the public. That's what he's going to do next. There's no question that the left, if unchecked, would introduce a naked dictatorship. That's clear as a bell what their agenda is. They've always wanted a constitutional convention. So far as I know, they'd like to undo the Constitution altogether. They've even written about it. They've even wheeled out professors from Harvard who say the Constitution is outdated. They've even said that we don't need such an antiquated document. We even have a Supreme Court operative of the left, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who has said we need international law. This is all part and parcel of the same thinking. Too much to take on in one gulp. I agree. So, again, I'm not going to go back to the flu vaccine. I'm going to go to something else to entertain you tonight, because at the end of the day, I need to. So may I read you a page or two from my new novel, A Time for War, in the hopes that you will come to understand that although it's a powerful new thriller with Jack Hatfield as the protagonist, the reason I have written it with China as the antagonist rather than the Islamists is because China is our number one antagonist. They've even said so. Not only do they control our economy, but they're building up a military at a far greater rate than you can imagine, while Obama and the new so-called defense secretary is going to downsize our military at a scale and a rate that you can't even imagine. It's a lethal conspiracy, and Jack Hatfield sees it in another form in my novel, Abuse of Power. So may I read you a page or two from it to see if you like it sufficient to go buy it? I'll read you a pleasant part of it, nothing draconian, because it's late at night on the East Coast, and people need some entertainment. I'll make it an entertaining part. It's page 32. They're at the restaurant in North Beach that I attend, which I fictionalized, and we have two people talking. The table's wobbly, Abe Cohn complained good-naturedly. That's because you moved the cardboard, Bruno Spumanti replied, pointing to the toe of the man's Nike. Four menus tucked under his arm, he bent to shove the cardboard back. That's real classy, Abe said across Bruno's back. Vegan thin with a long gray ponytail, Abe winked at Jack and Doc Mattson. So says the man in the Rolling Stones sweatshirt, said Doc. Abe Cohen was an unrepentant leftist hippie who owned a poster shop that catered to San Francisco's aging flower power population. Doc Mattson, older in God, 6'2", with the granite eyes and a cowboy hat over his white hair, was one of Jack's oldest and dearest friends. They shared a love of wine and a distaste for doctrinaire leftists, but Doc and Abe disagreed with a vengeance on just about everything. Jack had met them for brunch at Spumante's, Bruno's restaurant in North Beach. Hey, this sweatshirt is vintage from Altamont, Abe said. The prosecution rests, Bruno replied. He stood, his bald head glistening with perspiration under the warming sun, and his lucky black vest showing its age. He had worn it every day since he opened his doors 17 years before. 50-year-old Bruno Spumante passed laminated menus to the three guests. They were seated at one of a dozen tables outside the restaurant. Because it was a weekday, brunch was not a busy time. Bruno didn't make money being open this early, but he did it so his regulars could have coffee or melon. And also, Jack knew, so he would have an audience for his Mussolini-esque monologues. Bruno smiled and bent to give Eddie a brisk rub on the head when he was finished. Jack knew that was probably the last smile Bruno would crack all day. The hard-working son of immigrants, Bruno was a fierce supporter of what he called American truth, the nation's original compass settings, and he was chronically glum over the way the United States had become what he called left behind, and he wasn't referring to end of days, but to socialism and a body part. Bruno's spontaneous combative monologues had made him something of a tourist attraction in the Italian district. You hippies, you were moth-eaten 43 years ago when that shirt was new, Bruno said as a waiter brought water. They were called conscientious objectors in my father's day and cowards in my grandfather's day. Abe remarked, your grasp of social movements is matched only by your understanding of how to properly fix a table. This is an earthquake zone. Che caso, Bruno snapped. What you fix today will be broken tomorrow. What did he just call Abe, Jack? Asked Doc. Doc knew how to curse in 40 languages. I can't say what I wrote in the book. Jack laughed. By the way, Abe, I stumbled across an article about hippies, he added. Specifically, counterintelligence. That was the hippie movement, all right, said Doc. Mattson's first military deployment had been in the bunkers under Lincoln Park and in the Legion of Honor, his knowledge of which had made him invaluable in Jack's actions against the hand of Allah. When the bunkers were closed, the young Mattson volunteered to go to Vietnam before his officers even formed the thought of sending him there. He was a paratrooper with the 101st Airborne in a company full of felons, as he put it. He wasn't kidding or exaggerating. Before returning stateside for special forces training, he earned a medical degree in Guadalajara, too, but never developed a taste for the safe life. Instead of opening a practice, he had started working as a mercenary soldier wherever and whenever he was needed. He'd seen action in El Salvador, Haiti, Iraq, and Jack was sure, more than a few places he couldn't mention. He had no patience for passive resistance or passive anything else. The author of the article was calling it societal corrosion, Jack said. Photos of hippies putting flowers into gun barrels and painting their faces with peace signs. Doc sat back, his arms crossed in his chest, his index finger tensed as he pulled an imaginary trigger. The guy was arguing that if you neutralize the power of the military and police with pacifism, you declaw the state. Clever insurgents make themselves the equal of the state. That's about when I stopped reading. Like those Occupy crybabies, Bruno said. Only the first wave was crybabies, Doc said. The rest were outright anarchists. Amen, Bruno said. And where did any of that get us, the hippies and the occupiers? Abe chimed in. It ended wars. Bull, Doc said. It stopped us from winning them. It didn't end anything. And it started wars at home. It turned the mainstream press into a mouthpiece for the communists, Abe retorted, after they had been a mouthpiece for Joseph McCarthy and the witch hunters. Jack agreed. They did lose their nerve. I've had some experience with media who are afraid to take unpopular stands. What's happening today is worse, Doc said. Chicken hearts are bad, but red diaper dopa babies are worse. You listened to the news this morning? A protest about a pipeline from Canada that would create thousands of jobs, but might threaten a few wild turkeys, got as much coverage as a chopper full of SEALs going down in Afghanistan. Yeah, I heard the tail end of that this morning, Jack said. What do you know about it? Nothing, Doc shrugged unhappily. No one does. There wasn't even a mayday from the cockpit. A CEF, Jack asked. What's that, Abe asked. Catastrophic electronic failure, Doc replied. That's what it looks like. Though there's never been a problem like that with the Chinooks. There was a moment of respectful silence for the fallen warriors. Then Bruno said, God bless them. As for the communist media, the protesters, their negativity, their entitlement, this is exactly why this stupid city, the whole country, are bankrupt. Abe Cohen shook his head sadly. And then I'm not going to continue right now. I'm reading from my new novel, A Time for War. Those of you who bought Abuse of Power are going to love it. If I can ask you to go to Amazon.com and check it out, there's more there. I think you'll love it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
One little joint supplement. You know this powerful little pill is great for your joints, it's great for your cartilage, it even has powerful benefits to help increase your mobility and flexibility. But the joint supplements of today are sadly incomplete because they don't start relieving joint discomfort immediately. Until now. Introducing the complimentary 2-week sample of fast-acting Instaflex, our most powerful joint formula ever. It can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. The only thing our complimentary sample of Instaflex is missing is the price. Because right now, we're offering adults a complimentary 2-week sample as part of a nationwide giveaway. Call and claim your sample today. 1-800-946-9745. Great for your knees, hands, even your hips. Fast-acting Instaflex can start relieving joint discomfort in just a few days. Instaflex is available at GNC, Rite Aid Pharmacies, and Vitamin World, where you can only get your complimentary 2-week sample by calling 1-800-946-9745. Call now for your 2-week Instaflex sample, 1-800-946-9745.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now that the stress of the holidays is over and the New Year's resolutions have been made, how's your New Year's resolution going? Remember that one we talked about where you wanted a stronger, healthier head of hair? Well, I hope you used Ovation because that's how I fixed my hair issues. At one point, I would run my fingers through my hair and it would fall out in my hands. It was broken. It was dry, brittled, damaged. It didn't look good, and I didn't know how to fix it until I heard of Ovation. I went to ovationhair.com and I entered KSFO at checkout. Not only did I get a special introductory discount, but I got a product that took my hair from broken, dry, and brittled to healthier, stronger, longer, and shinier hair within just the first couple of washes, and it can do the same for you. All you have to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
One way or another, 2013 is going to cost you money, no matter what tax bracket you're in. So what happens to your finances and your retirement plans? What kind of adjustment should you make? I'm financial advisor Pat Fitucci, and if you're worried, we should talk. As an independent financial advisor, I think I can help. How well prepared are you and your investments as the government reaches farther into your pocket? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I'm not obligated to any particular type of investments. I will try to do what is best for you. Call me anytime, 800-472-8305. For a complimentary consultation, 800-472-8305, 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Fitucci, 800-472-8305.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill? Stall this bill, pay this bill, or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. IncomeAtHome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. IncomeAtHome55.com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeAtHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com.
If you're angry at, quote, the rich, that's not freedom.
John Hannity.
And with every penny they transfer in wealth, so goes the freedom of every American.
On Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
I can go into all the amendments to the Constitution and show you which ones the left would like to chip away, eliminate altogether. But then I'm going to sound like the guy I explained to you, okay? Old civics teacher in New York City in the 1950s or 60s. Bad suit, Robert Hall suit, stained tuna fish stain on the pocket, halitosis. I mean, we all had those kind of teachers, and that's what a person who goes into this starts to sound like in talk radio. I don't care what you think. Wow, he's smart. All right, so he's smart, but you don't want to listen to him. It's noxious at a certain point. I can't become a civics teacher on the radio, as much as you may think I want to. I don't even want to. I went to sleep in classes like that. So that's why you say, well, why is he reading a novel in the middle of a serious topic like this? Because I need entertainment, and so do you. So let me continue to entertain you because guns are in the next scene. So remember, Abe Cohn is the old hippie in the book, in A Time for War, with what's going on. So he has an old boat. Now remember who I've made him into and who he is. He's not the hippie leftist of the type we have today, who's anti-American. And wait to see how I made him. Abe Cohn was texting while he guided his quarter-century-old boat out into the bay heading for the Pacific. He was still arguing with Doc Matson, as they had been for years, via evolving forms of technology, first mail, then phone, email, and now texting, about what Abe saw as the tragedy of America's dilution. Doc, who actually traveled the world and witnessed it firsthand, saw the change as the globalization of American values. So they argued endlessly, neither man giving ground. Now here's the hippie. Abe felt that Doc was happy because he always had a war to fight somewhere. But Abe, the old hippie, mourned his long-gone free love era when men wore nothing more feminine than beads and women went topless and they had normal recreational sex with each other. And then they go on. And then Doc went on about capitalism. And then they argue again. Abe remembered the end of the free love era vividly, how freedom and love had mutated into something ugly, how every little need and aberration sought legitimacy, choosing to control and be controlled. Then there were minorities fighting for their share of attention, their permissive legislation, illegal immigrants, African Americans, Muslim Americans, hyphenates of every stripe. It had reached the point where an old singer's transgendered offspring had been attacked as being misogynist by another fanatic actor couple's child who had it chopped off, or was it sewn on, to become their new son or new daughter. Liberalism, Abe thought, was no longer a progressive ideal. It had become a mental disorder. Now the latest annoyance. They were all banding together to fight a new enemy, capitalism, under yet another banner, the vague, messy, annoying Occupy Wall Street movement that only compounded the noise. More loud, shrill voices demanding immediate action from someone about something. Abe missed the days when everyone chilled and went with the flow. That's why these weekly getaways were essential. And then he goes out on his boat, and he goes out to the Farallon Islands on his boat to look at the elephant seals, and he gets shot. He feels a punch in his left thigh, just below the hip. He heard a crack in the distance, quickly forgot it. As his torso went left, his legs went right. And there's more to it in A Time for War. I won't read you anymore. Go to Amazon.com. Order your copy now. You'll enjoy it.
Savage.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Good evening, I'm Dave Alex, SoundTalk 560 KSFO. The Boy Scouts of America must release 2 decades of internal files detailing sexual abuse allegations. Files must be turned over to attorneys representing a former scout who claims a leader molested him in 2007 when he was 13. The lawyer for an 18-year-old accused of stealing a Lamborghini and of attempted murder wants the case moved out of Marin County. The lawyer says his client can't get a fair trial there because of publicity about the case. And surfing fans are excited at the Mavericks Big Wave contest is on for this weekend in Half Moon Bay. It's the first time since 2010 that surf conditions have been good enough to hold the event. Taking a look at the roadways, southbound 101 at Poplar have the left lanes blocked by a crash. CHP on the way. Southbound 880 at 101, Center Divide, accident there. Stalled car southbound 280 before Edgewood. It should be blocking the right lane. I'm Dave Fowkes, Saw Talk 560 KSFO.
If you can't pay your taxes, you have valuable rights and options, but those rights and options also come with expiration dates, and it would be a tragedy if you missed them and had to pay taxes that you could have legally avoided. Let us exercise your rights for you. Let us represent you in getting the government to return money that they've seized or that you've given them if you legally qualify. Avoid the government seizing your or your spouse's income and assets or going to your customers demanding your money. Legally avoid paying at all or just pay part of what you owe or pay only in monthly installments if you qualify. We can represent you in a special government hearing or with the court if you exercise your rights, but only if you do so within the time prescribed by law. I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz with over 30 years of tax experience. Call me at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-T-A-X-D-E-A-L. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks, and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried? you may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use, plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
No.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
GoToMeeting is the powerfully simple way to meet and collaborate online. Here's MindJet's Chief Marketing Officer, Yasha Kakis-Wolf, telling us why he believes in GoToMeeting.
For us, using GoToMeeting is our answer. It's the way that we move forward. It's what allows us to be successful. We're able to share the ideas, the plans with everybody, inside of our company and out of our company.
Visit GoToMeeting.com. Click the Try It Free button and enter promo code 45 for a free 45-day trial. GoToMeeting. Meeting is believing.
Conservative. I'm not mad about it. Join the discussion with Governor Mike Huckabee weekdays 9 till noon on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Pundits and politicians and special interest lobbyists publicly warning of a tyrannical all-out assault on liberty. Not because that's true, but because they want to gin up fear or higher ratings or revenue for themselves. And behind the scenes, they'll do everything they can to block any common sense reform and make sure nothing changes whatsoever.
Of course, all of the changes that President Obama is proposing would not have stopped Adam Lanza from stealing his mother's rifle, shooting her and killing the children. The only thing that would have stopped him would have been an armed guard at the door who, if he found the gun, would have shot him and killed the kid, and the children would be alive today. Welcome back to the Savage Nation. That's why I called for armed guards the day of the tragedy, which I was attacked crazily by the lunatic left. Oh, more guns, more violence. We were taught not to hit back. We were taught not to hit. Violence only breeds more violence. Yeah, all right. You know, this is such nonsense. It's unbelievable to me. Liberals walking down a street, dark night, New York City, and he sees three shadowy figures crossing towards him from the opposite corner. He rips out his iPhone. He has a few seconds to make a call. Does he dial 911 and beg a policeman to arrive with a gun, or does he call for the ACLU to argue with them? Stupid. So which amendment to the Constitution will Obama next try to chip away at? Now it's number 2, right to bear arms. But he says it's nonsense because he's not really going after the amendment, which he is. Will it be Amendment 1, freedom of religion, press, and expression? That's an interesting one. Protects freedom of speech, freedom of religion, and freedom of the press, as well as the right to assemble and petition the government December 15, 1791. That's a long time ago. I mean, we don't need that one anymore, do we? They don't have it in England. So I think that we should get rid of the First Amendment and leave it up to the government to decide what we can say, which religions we can practice, and what can be printed in the press, since basically they control it now with the licenses that the FCC gives out, with religions are no longer permitted to practice unless they get some permit from a governmental agent, etc. You may think I'm pulling your leg, but many of these amendments have been modified as well. The one that really worries me is the 22nd Amendment presidential term limits. Because, although it was passed in 1951, limiting the number of times that a person can be elected president, which says a person cannot be elected president more than twice, additionally, a person who has served more than 2 years of a term to which someone else was elected cannot be elected more than once. It was passed in 1951 because FDR had become a mini dictator before he died of polio. He had been a president for 4, 8, 12, 14 years. Could have gone on forever. He was very popular because, like Obama, he gave out vast sums of money through public works projects and created jobs. The difference is that he actually created jobs and built things. Obama, while he's sacking the Treasury, soaking the taxpayer, is building nothing. I do not know of a bridge. I do not know of a tunnel. I do not know of a monument that this man has funded. They're all fake solar projects or fake projects that only his cronies benefit from, so far as I can tell. I told you yesterday there could be an argument could be made for public work spending if they were to hire American citizens as carpenters, bricklayers, masons, you name it, engineers, you name it, to build a tunnel, a bridge. You say, all right, so you're going to put Americans to work again in the trades. You might even argue that's a good thing. It worked for Hitler and Mussolini. Why wouldn't it work for FDR? That's what FDR thought. It was Hitler, by the way, who first did this. You don't want to hear it. It's very uncomfortable to hear, but it's absolutely true. Germany was in the throes of a depression. It was in the throes of bankruptcy because of the League of Nations reparations, and German men were out of work. So in addition to other things that Hitler did in the beginning, was he created vast projects on the infrastructure, mainly the Autobahn. And in doing that, he gave millions, hundreds of thousands of men work, self-respect, meat on the table, and the people loved him. So Mussolini saw that, and he did the same thing. He drained the Po swamps. He did many other things, Mussolini, with vast spending of public money, and employment was diminished. So FDR said, hey, it works in Italy, it works in Germany. Let's do it in America. And FDR did the same thing, only unlike Obama, with the fake projects, the fake solar plant companies that produce not many kilowatts or megawatts, FDR authorized the construction of bridges, tunnels, roads. So at least the people got something out of the public service. We're getting nothing. We're getting shafted at every turn because it's crony capitalism at its worst. It's pirates at work. So you know, there's a big difference between FDR and Obama even. Nevertheless, Amendment 22, presidential term limits. The country had had enough of an imperial president at that time, a term created by the left about Nixon, by the way. 22nd Amendment limits the number of times a person can be elected president. So 3 weeks ago, an obscure 15th-rate congressman from New York said that we should eliminate the 22nd Amendment so that Obama can run again. Don't think it's not going to be brought up again. It will. If they owned the House of Representatives, they would pass it, and that would be the end of it. You'd see him with an old gray beard. He'd be president for the next 40 years. Young man, strong man, lives a good life, clean, thin, enjoys his vacations, nice family. He could be around for 50 years. Woody Allen would love it. No, he'd love it. Hollywood would love it. Weinstein would love it. Tarantino would love it. They didn't get stopped from putting out the sewer pipe of Hollywood, did they? In any of Obama's missives today, did he say that we should limit any of the filth, the violence coming out of the Hollywood sewer pipe? Nope. Did one word come out about violent video games? Nope. But in Missouri, they're doing something about it. The state's doing something about it. But not Obama, because he's owned by them. They're his friends. So who does he go after? The middle class. Primarily the middle class, who are the gun owners. Make no mistake about it. The guys who have the guns who shouldn't have them, the illegal gangs, you think they're going to turn in their 10-round limit magazines? So what other amendments might he go after? Well, there are many others. I mean, I could bore you now with the Robert Hall suit now and the tuna stain. I don't want to do it. We had the second. We did the 22nd. What else do you think he might go after? Well, this is an interesting one. Define citizenship. Amendment 14 defines citizenship. That's a good one. Citizenship rights. He's already modified the 14th by granting amnesty to illegal aliens before the election. So he's put an X through that one. That's an interesting one. He did that and you didn't even know it. There was not even an outcry because we have no opposition party. That's a good one. Let's see what else he might go after. The third prohibits the forced quartering of soldiers during peacetime. I don't think they're going to put troops in your house. Here's the one that the libs love. They carved this one out even though it was passed in 1791. The Fourth Amendment to the Constitution prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures and sets out requirements for search warrants based on probable cause. How many times have you heard the commie lawyers from New York, primarily from the worst law schools in America, NYU, Columbia, Harvard, using the probable cause argument. I remember the most famous case I remember was in the Bronx in Washington Heights many years ago. Cop was driving around late at night in a high crime neighborhood, and he noticed the guy taking a big satchel out of the trunk of his car. So he saw that the taillight wasn't working, used that as a pretext, went in and found it was filled with like 30 keys of coke. Went to trial. I think one of the lib judges in New York threw it out saying, you didn't have probable cause.
Settled law.
You didn't have probable cause. You didn't have probable cause. It was an unreasonable search and seizure. Drug dealer was released. Would you like a president to modify that? Now, Obama's never going to modify that because he's of the same stripe as you are, the same cut from the same cloth. But a conservative president, should we not have, God forbid that he doesn't eliminate term limits, and the pendulum swings back to America, American values and patriotism, and we get a real rock rib, conservative, patriot, nationalist president and Congress, they might throw out the Fourth Amendment or modify it the way Obama went after the second today. And what's good for the goose is good for the gander. So be very careful. You may be cheering all you libs in the Upper West Side of Manhattan tonight as you're enjoying your medical marijuana and your brownies. You think that you're living in paradise right now. But who knows what might happen 5-10 years down the road if we get the pendulum swinging where it must go to save the republic to the right. That's all. Many, many things can be repealed, modified. How about the, here we go, 26th Amendment. Establishes the right to vote for those ages 18 or older, 1971. What if a lib wants to change it to 12 years or older, or 6 years or older? Because Obama's very popular with six-year-olds. He showed that today. In fact, his kitchen cabinet is a kindergarten cabinet. By what I hear, although Reagan had a kitchen cabinet, Obama has a kindergarten cabinet. He was introducing children who were so smart they must be members of Mensa. How do they know these things? Where do they learn all of these things? What smart children, you know? Where he dug them up from, I don't know. 855-407-282, Savage Nation. What else do you want to talk about? Oh, here's one I didn't get to yet. John Rocker is an American sports hero who was condemned for saying some things about freaks and whatever on subway cars a number of years ago in New York, and they try to make believe he was no longer a great athlete. But he made a statement that I agreed with because I said it myself last week, and I was shocked to read it. So we actually interviewed him, which you're going to hear in the next hour, but I want to summarize it now for a moment. It's on michaelsavage.com. Where's the Rocker article? I hope it's still up there. Oh, God, I hope you didn't. Here it is, left side. John Rocker said Holocaust would have never taken place if Jewish people had guns. So right away, the dumb left called him every name under the sun. The Daily News lunatics, the idiots who read that paper, went after him, calling him homophobic and a racist, saying that he's a moron. Well, if he's a moron, then many people are a moron, including the psychiatrist who told me 30 years ago that if the Jews had had guns, there would have been no Holocaust. Guess not everyone's the moron that the Daily News said that Rocker is a moron and belongs to that class. But they went on and on about it, not understanding what they were talking about. So let me explain what I said. Can I explain it to you? I had a friend who was a psychiatrist his parents had been killed in the Holocaust, and he was a very devout Orthodox Jew, and we were talking about guns in the 1980s. And he said to me, if every Jew in Germany that had been disarmed by this time had had a handgun, and they knew they were being rounded up. And remember how the roundups were occurring. They were not being herded and beaten out of their apartments. The Gestapo came to the doors of the apartment buildings, let's say in Berlin, and very quietly knocked on the door and very peacefully asked the Jews to please come with them. They didn't drag them out and make a ruckus. Why? So you don't know this. Because the German people were a very orderly people, and they liked order in their lives. They didn't like disorder. And the German government knew what the German people would take and what they wouldn't take, just like Obama knows how much he can get away with and how far he can go. He's a very clever man. So the psychiatrist argued that if every Jew had had a gun, when they were being asked to come out, if he had said, oh, yes, sir, I'll be with you in a moment. May I please pack a little brown bag? Sure, go get it. And he came out blazing, knowing he would die, but he was going to kill a Gestapo agent who was going to take him away. He said if a thousand Jews had done that, or 2,000 Jews had done that, he said the entire direction of the Holocaust would have been altered, or it never would have happened, because the middle-class Germans would never have tolerated such mayhem in their lives. That's why John Rocker was correct. But don't tell that to the morons who are nothing but stenographers who write for the Daily News. So John Rocker is a very smart man, and I'm glad that he wrote that. But, of course, the idiots who know nothing attacked him. You know, I mean, they write things such as fasting could have stopped the starvation of millions of Jews. What kind of stupidity is that? How could they write a thing like that? Then they say, proof that steroids destroys your brain. Could you imagine this? Not to mention how anti-Semitic he is. To use the Jewish plight to make a point is despicable. Why? Why? He made it a point that was valid, that Jews have made, you idiot, you. On and on. So there it is. He's right. He's 100% right. They don't like to believe it because they want to believe everything that the man who dispenses the Kool-Aid tells them. The man who dispenses the Kool-Aid with children who are such geniuses they know how to modify social policy. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse, much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collection, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-299-1855. That's 800-299-1855. 800-299-1855.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS you can't afford to pay, then this may be the opportunity you need. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and last year the IRS made significant changes to its Offer and Compromise program to help you settle your past due tax debt and get the fresh start you need. And since the IRS revised its program, my firm has negotiated more settlements and at lower dollar amounts than ever before. But no one knows how long these changes will last, so the time to act is now. My firm has over 30 years of combined experience helping taxpayers with all aspects of tax and bank bankruptcy law. Whether you need an Offer and Compromise for individual, payroll, or sales taxes, audit representation, or help with offshore accounts, we can help. We work closely with our clients to resolve their tax issues, whether it is the IRS, state, or both. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT. 888-TAX-EXIT. And make us your last stop.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best trained technicians, an industry leading 2-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Where were you when your identity thief robbed you? The airport Wi-Fi connection last week? The free wireless at your hotel? Or that mobile hotspot where you got coffee? When connecting to Wi-Fi through smartphones and laptops, you could be inviting identity thieves in, potentially handing over everything. Bank accounts, social security numbers, passwords, and basically saying, go ahead, destroy my credit and take over my bank accounts. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors for bank account takeover fraud. It's the line between panic and protection. Enjoy the peace of mind that comes from arming yourself with LifeLock Ultimate. Visit LifeLock.com or make the quick call today and mention Enroll 60 to get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. See LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
City Arms is the Bay Area's premier firearms retailer. With two locations in Pacifica and their newest location in Pleasant Hill, City Arms offers the Bay Area a huge selection of firearms, ammunition, knives, and other related accessories. City Arms' knowledgeable staff takes pride in customer satisfaction. At City Arms, not only will you find the best selection, you'll find very reasonable prices. Whether you're a sports shooter, hunter, avid competitive shooter, collector, or just interested in personal protection, City Arms is your one-stop destination for all your firearms needs. If they don't have it in stock, they'll find it. See why customers have come to rely on City Arms. Two Bay Area locations, 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their newest, 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill. See them on the web, city-arms.com. City Arms, preserving America's future by upholding past tradition.
Remember that City Arms, located at 90 Eureka Square in Pacifica, and their new location at 60 Golf Club Road in Pleasant Hill.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Look, I want to play something for you at the waning moments of this hour that's a critical piece tonight, and it's on the Second Amendment. When Elena Kagan, the least qualified person in the history of the Supreme Court to have been foisted upon us by the liberal left, was ushered onto the Supreme Court, none other than the far-left Leahy, Senator Leahy from Vermont, tried to assure his own voters in Vermont, many of whom are gun owners, even Democrats up their own guns, that this New York liberal, Elena Kagan, would not go after the Second Amendment. So they had a show trial, a show answering questions. Listen to this. This is Leahy questioning Elena Kagan before she was anointed. Listen.
Is there any doubt after the court's decision in Heller and McDonald that the Second Amendment to the Constitution secures a fundamental right for an individual to own a firearm, use it for self-defense in their home?
There is no doubt, Senator Leahy. That is binding precedent, entitled to all the respect of binding precedent in any case. So that is settled law.
It's settled law.
Settled law.
It's settled law. It's settled law.
Settled law.
Now it's settled law. Thank God it's not Colt's law. But the thing to remember is this. She said that then, as you know, she didn't mean it. It's going to be very curious when various and sundry of Obama's anti-gun acts are brought before the Supreme Court, which may happen. What old Kagan has to say at that point? Will she repeat that it's settled law? What she'll say, of course, is that, of course, we're not taking away your right to bear arms and defend yourself. What we're saying is you're not allowed to have this, you're not allowed to have that. You got to register. We didn't say that. Blah, 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 blah. They got to modify. So that's how it works. Lawyers are lawyers, by and large. Sorry to say, I know many of you know very fine people who are lawyers. I only know one person, actually two people who are lawyers who are not lawyers. They work on my behalf. All the other lawyers are bad people and bad lawyers. Bad lie. No, by and large, anyone would study the law. Think about what I just said. Why did Obama study constitutional law? I told you this the other day. It's actually, I stumbled upon a truth here. Another one. He studied the Constitution in order to get around it. What do you think he studied it so hard for? In fact, the only people I know who ever studied constitutional law were far-left radicals who wanted to really turn the Constitution on its head. And lawyers, by and large, study the law. Why? So they get around the law. Loopholes. Or to ensnare someone in the law. What do you think they study the law for? Because they enjoy it? They study the law so they get around it or ensnare you in it. That's all. To screw you or get their buddy off. That's why I never went into the law. I went into science because I figured, okay, what's truth? Truth to me was the glint inside the animal's eye. I wasn't interested that much in the anatomy of an animal. I was more poetic. I was interested in the glint in the animal's eye. I remember writing that when I was 17 years old in my journal. That I'm more interested in the glint in the animal's eye than I am in the anatomy of the animal. And that really has been a watchword of my life to this day, truthfully. And so I'm more interested in the glint in the U.S. Constitution than I am in the Constitution itself. What is the spirit and the meaning of the laws that have given us this great nation? What is the glint in the animal's eye? What is the spirit of the Constitution? It's to give us as much freedom as possible from oppressive regimes such as that emerging in the United States of America. That's what I think. And this man will get away with anything you let him get away with. The man is a would-be king. I wrote Abuse of Power with Jack Catfield because we all know what abuse of power means. Lord Acton was the one who said power corrupts. Absolute power corrupts absolutely. You must never let Obama have absolute power. If the damn Republican Party has become moribund, then we the people have to become our own party. We have to stand up to this tyrant. He is tyrannical. And I'm not doing this for ratings. I'm not doing it for ratings. I'm doing it because we're in real trouble here. People who lived in the ex-Soviet Union are terrified when they hear and they see and they smell what Obama has done from the day he seized power or was foisted upon us by George Soros or whoever it was. They all say to me in a whisper, everything they ran away from in the old Soviet bloc they see emerging here in America. And let me remind you of something else, because people are shocked every time I repeat it. Let me remind you that in the Soviet Union, meaning Russia today, and in China, there is no inheritance tax. In socialist Canada, do you know what the inheritance tax is? Zero. Obama just raised the inheritance tax here by 10 points. Everything the communists tried and threw away, Obama is reintroducing as something new and wonderful. He is an unrepentant Marxist.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, here's the news today. It's pathetic. Obama's going after assault weapons and magazines today, surrounding himself with children. This is very worrisome, considering that the government ordered tens of millions of rounds of hollow point ammunition a few months ago. What is this man thinking? Also on michaelsavage.com, my new thriller, a novel, is out. If you bought a... Well, it's out. A Time for War by Michael Savage. Only this time, the enemy is not the Islamists, but the Chinese communists. It's set in San Francisco. Jack Catfield and Eddie's new adventure, A Time for War. Why don't you send the message and go to Amazon.com and pre-order your copy right now. Run it up the charts and tell the liberals what you think of them. Don't miss my article on MichaelSavage.com. Not everything the government says is true about the flu. John Rocker says the Holocaust would never have taken place if Jewish people had guns. He's right. 100% right. Public school is now teaching white privilege class to the children. They're being exposed to radical leftist hate in our public schools. This has got to stop. Teen killers play video games near bodies. They try to dismember the two men. The long season of rage ahead. Read it. Barack Obama is laying out a revolutionary agenda for his second term, and he's coming after you. In London, a gang of Muslim men groom girls as young as 11 for sex. But by the way, they're not banned in Britain. Boys are suspended for playing cops and robbers at recess, six-year-olds. They were pointing their fingers at school. Unbelievable to me. Liberal media glazes over Obama press conference. Unbelievable. What else is on MichaelSavage.com? Well, there's a lot there. Ode to the welfare state, the picture of Michael Savage and Romney are worth it. And there's a new picture that I found in the archives of me over a group of holiday candles from a few years ago. Left side, Savage ponders the passing of time. For those of you who are Savage fans, you'll see another side of me. All this and more on MichaelSavage.com. And in the car today, I was kind of very agitated and depressed over everything going on. The dog sorts. And then lo and behold, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation, along comes this from a friend, dated the Daily News, dated Friday, November 4th, 1949, Ode to the Welfare State. And my friend said the more things change, the more they stay the same. 1949, Ode to the Welfare State. Mr. Truman, of course, Harry Truman was a Democrat, a welfare state Democrat, and he got the Republicans very angry. And so Clarence J. Brown, a Republican from Ohio, wrote this into the congressional record, a poem. And it went like this, the welfare state. Father, must I go to work? No, my lucky son, we're living now on Easy Street, on dough from Washington. We've left it up to Uncle Sam, so don't get exercised. Nobody has to give a damn. We've all been subsidized. But if Sam treats us all so well and feeds us milk and honey, please, Daddy, tell me, what the hell he's going to use for money? Don't worry, bub, there's not a hitch in this here noble plan. He simply soaks the filthy rich and helps the common man. But, Father, won't there come a time when they run out of cash and we have left them not a dime when things will go to smash? My faith in you is shrinking, son, you nosy little brat. You do too damn much thinking, son, to be a Democrat. 1949, Harry Truman, welfare Democrat. The more things change, the more they remain the same. Which brings us to the welfare state under Barack insane Obama. Do you agree with any part of New York's gun ban? Do you think the gangs of New York will turn their weapons in to Andrew Cuomo? Do you think the gangs of New York will say, you know, we have such a good governor and we're so tired of the violence in Brooklyn? You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring in our AKs. We're going to bring in our modified ARs. We're going to bring them all in. We're going to give them to the governor because we really want to lay them down and go to work for McDonald's. You think that's going to happen? Do you agree with any part of New York's gun ban? Maybe you're a liberal gunophobe. Maybe you're Woody Allen. And you want to live in a perfect world where everyone is kind and gentle and they don't push people onto subway tracks. So we'd all like to live in that world. Unfortunately, we don't live in that world. But guys like Woody Allen, who are surrounded by bodyguards and live in the bubble of the Weinstein bubble, they don't understand what the average strap hanger has to go through in New York City or anywhere else. So we have this question of guns, and although I'd hate to talk about it for hours, because it is now the prominent story in the media. And many of you believe that Obama is violating the Constitution by seeking executive actions or executive orders, whatever he may call them. I'm going to have to tell you something that you're not going to want to hear. You can accuse me of being a liberal. You can accuse me of being anything you want. What I seek is the truth. Do you think Obama is stupid? How did he become president? Because he's dumber than you? He became president because he's not as smart as talk shows. Is that it? In other words, Obama became president because he's stupider than talk show hosts. That's how he became president. He became president because he's smart. I disagree with him. I don't believe we should have an assault weapon ban, if you want to call them assault weapons. I don't like the idea of registration because it's a prelude to seizure. I understand all of that. But I'm telling you right now that the reason Barack Obama studied the Constitution, that is, studied constitutional law, is so we could figure out how to screw people by getting around the Constitution. I told you with tongue-in-cheek, but it's quite apt, that the only reason a person becomes a lawyer is they can get around the law. I mean, why would you study law? Why would you study the law other than to figure out how to get around the law? Think about it. I mean, I want you, even good lawyers, study the law in order to figure out how to get around the law, both for good and bad reasons. What do they become lawyers for? To figure out how to get around the law. So we now have a lawyer for a president, and he's getting around the Constitution by using executive orders, executive actions. And I told you he's putting out lines into the water. He's going to hook something. He knows all of them won't go through. But he figures if he gets two to three, he's going to get some fish. That's what's going to happen. You can be angry at me. I don't really care. Do you agree with any part of New York's gun ban? And the phone number tonight is 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Michael Savage with the last word in talk radio. If you don't want to talk about the gun issue, would you tell me what you want to talk about in the Savage Nation? Because I will take calls on other topics. By the way, I would guess that the gun issue is a very low priority in the minds of most Americans. I would like to see a ban on violent video games, as I said, the day of the shooting in Newton, Connecticut. I would like to see a camera lock on Harvey Weinstein's cameras. I would like to see a camera lock on Tarantino's cameras. We don't hear anything about that because they support Barack Obama. Are you a gunophobe, and do you feel better knowing that Governor Cuomo has made you safer tonight, that he's going to take the guns away from all those evil white guys? But what about the gangs of New York? Do you think they're going to register their weapons with the state of New York? Do you think they're going to give up their names and addresses? You think they're going to register every... Of course not. This is absurd. So the only people he's gone after are legal gun owners who are afraid of the gangs of New York, while the gangs of New York will continue to own their guns illegally. So therefore, I don't think we need to talk about it. I almost would rather talk about thimerosal. I'd rather talk about mercury and thimerosal and how to brew a proper cup of tea. I would rather sing from Billy Bones along with you and send you the words so you can follow the bouncing microphone. This is the Savage Nation. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Do you snore? Do you share a room with someone whose snoring keeps you up at night? Finally, for the first time ever, you can put a stop to snoring instantly with Snorebreak. Snorebreak is not a nose or mouthpiece, it's not a drug, and it's not a procedure. Snorebreak is a patented liner that goes beneath the pillowcase and reduces snoring from the very first night. The secret is a fusion of natural extracts that dramatically improve breathing. Snorebreak is comfortable, easy, and virtually undetectable. Snorebreak works, and right now we're sending risk-free trials to listeners in your area. Just call 1-800-479-0493. Don't suffer one more sleepless night. Whether it's light snoring or heavy snoring, Snorebreak will help put a stop to it the very first night. Hurry and take part in this limited-time, risk-free trial. Just call 1-800-479-0493. That's 1-800-479-0493. Call 1-800-479-0493.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530, 800-467-7530.
Hey, it's Katie Green here from your KSFO Morning Show, and I'm here to talk to you yet again about Ovation Cell Therapy. Now that the stress of the holidays is over and the New Year's resolutions have been made, how's your New Year's resolution going? Remember that one we talked about where you wanted a stronger, healthier head of hair? Well, I hope you used Ovation because that's how I fixed my hair issues. At one point, I would run my fingers through my hair and it would fall out in my hands. It was broken. It was dry, brittled, damaged. It didn't look good, and I didn't know how to fix it until I heard of Ovation. I went to ovationhair.com and I entered KSFO at checkout. Not only did I get a special introductory discount, but I got a product that took my hair from broken, dry, and brittled to healthier, stronger, longer, and shinier hair within just the first couple of washes, and it can do the same for you. All you have to do is head to ovationhair.com and make sure you enter KSFO at checkout for your special introductory discount.
The bill pay shuffle. You just did it. Can't pay this bill. Stall this bill. Pay this bill or else. Shuffling bills, loans, and working overtime are not your answer. Earning more money is. But you have so little time. Incomeathome55.com. With a computer and a bit of time and desire, you could be banking serious money from your kitchen table. No home sales parties and no pressure. Incomeathome55.com. Com has been helping our listeners for over 10 years. So stop the bill pay shuffle. IncomeATHome55.com. Listeners, here's an amazing way to earn quit your job money from home. IncomeAtHome55.com wants listeners who want to work from home.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs, and we're both at home full-time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeAtHome55.com. IncomeATHome55.com.
Are you a diabetic with an open and unhealing sore on your foot? Have you had this open sore or wound for at least 4 weeks and it's still not healing no matter what you've tried?
you may qualify for a new diabetic foot wound research study designed to evaluate Nexagon gel in an investigational use, plus specialized footwear to offload pressure from your foot wound. Center for Clinical Research, staffed with board-certified physicians, is conducting this diabetic foot wound research study. No health insurance is needed, and qualified participants will receive all study-related care at no charge, including doctor visits, investigational medication, plus specialized footwear and travel reimbursement. If you're a diabetic who has an open and unhealing sore on your foot that still requires dressing changes, you could qualify for the Diabetic Foot Wound Research Study. Call Center for Clinical Research at 800-363-1069. That's 800-363-1069. Call 800-363-1069.
If talk radio came with a warning label, listen before it does. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
We all know we have a moral obligation to everything in our power to diminish the prospect that something like this could happen again. As the president knows, I've worked in this field a long time in the United States Senate, having chaired a committee that had jurisdiction over these issues of guns and crime, and having drafted the first gun violence legislation, the last gun violence, as I should say. And I have no illusions about what we're up against or how hard the task is in front of us. But I also have never seen the nation's conscience so shaken by what happened at Sandy Hook. The world has changed, and it's demanding action.
You've just heard a declaration of a coup in the United States of America by Biden, who is no longer a laughing stock. Biden is deadly serious in wanting to annihilate the U.S. Constitution. Now you say, come on, don't jump to conclusions, Savage. He's just saying he's going to take away the guns from the crazies. Isn't that what most Americans want? Well, let's take a look at what we mean by the United States Constitution, which liberals, of course, see as an impediment to their agenda. There are 27 amendments that have been ratified since the original signing of the Constitution. The first 10 amendments are known as the Bill of Rights. You may remember that from high school. But what you don't know is that there's a very strict procedure for amending the United States Constitution, and it is governed by Article 5 of the original text, something that Biden probably didn't read himself. Before any of the amendments can take effect, including the right to bear arms, it must be proposed to the states by a two-thirds vote of both houses of Congress or by a convention called by two-thirds of the states, a constitutional convention, and then ratified by three-fourths of the states or by three-fourths of conventions. The question to you is really quite simple. How do you feel about the coup that Obama is trying to pull on the United States of America under the guise of protecting you from crazies with guns? Would you dutifully turn in your guns? What would you do? 855-400-SAVAGE. Let Obama hear. Tell Obama and Biden what you're going to do. Because, you see, today it's the Second Amendment. But tomorrow, the Mussolini from Honolulu can decide that, well, you know, the First Amendment is a nice amendment, but we don't need a pure freedom of speech in America. The British have it about right. So I'm now modifying the First Amendment by executive order as well. And I will determine what is decent as speech and what is not. And by the way, while I'm at it, the freedom to assemble and to petition the government, I'm going to limit that as well by executive order before I go on my next trip to Indonesia, because I don't like the assemblies in front of my White House, and I don't like the petitions. They're clogging up the mail. And by the way, I don't like the Fourth Amendment either, because although it prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures and sets out requirements for search warrants based on probable cause, and we liberal lawyers have used that for years to get drug dealers off, even though we found 30 pounds of cocaine in their trunk. I am now going to eliminate the Fourth Amendment, says Obama, because I want to be able to break into your house and search for your guns without a search warrant. And by the way, you know, now that I look at the amendments to the Constitution, Michelle and I discussed it along with her mother the other night over a pizza. There are several other amendments that we don't really feel comfortable with. And we think that we want to, by executive order, along with the great genius Joe Biden, we want to change some of the other amendments because we find that they're unfair. And we want all people to feel good about the government. So we are going to eliminate the 17th Amendment, which establishes the direct election of United States senators by popular vote, because we find it to be a wasteful process in a time of need. And we are now going to appoint United States senators, eliminating the popular vote, because it's absolutely a waste of time. I should be able to appoint any senator I want. And by the way, Michelle's mother-in-law, my mother-in-law, the other night over a pizza, said that the 26th Amendment to the Constitution establishes the right to vote for those age 18 years or older. She wants me to change the 26th Amendment to those age 12 years old or older, because we think that, well, 18 years or older in constitutional times may have made sense, but children, look at my daughters Malia and whatever, they mature much more quickly today. So we want the right to vote for those age 14 years or older, not 18, because we want to be fair to more Americans who mature a little earlier. Oh, and by the way, there are several other amendments that we are not comfortable with of the 27 passed of the amendments to the United States Constitution. So although we are going to use an executive order, something that was used by our friends in Germany in the 1930s and our friends in Italy in the 1930s and our friends in Russia in the 1930s, we're going to today modify. We're not taking away the Second Amendment. After all, we'll tell you what kind of weapon you can have. We know better than you. But we're also going to work on cleaning up the Constitution. In all amendments, we're going to make certain that it's a cleaner Constitution than the one created by those evil old white men. And that's something that Michelle and I feel very strongly about. So let's start with number two, ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the Savage Nation. Speak out. Call the show, 855-400-SAVAGE. I know your heart's probably pumping. I'm asking you, what are you going to do when Mussolini in the White House says to you he's going to eliminate your right to bear arms? I'd like to know what exactly you're going to do. Tell America. Here's your chance. 855-400-SAVAGE. There are only two ground rules on my show, and I'll tell you what they are. We don't kill anyone. We don't threaten anyone. We don't threaten violence on this show. I want to be very clear about that. So you can fume all you want in your closet or with your other friends, but you're not going to do it on my show. I want to know what you're really going to do. And I'd like you to call me from all corners of America so Woody Allen himself can hear it on WABC in New York, and all of the other crypto-fascist left-wing fanatic liberals, so-called, in New York, can listen to what they have wrought upon this fair nation. But nevertheless, the Second Amendment is very clear. It protects an individual's right to bear arms. It's very clear. And yet we have two fascists now in the White House. Let me be very clear. There's no point in mincing words. Biden and Obama are fascists if they think that they're going to wipe out the Second Amendment by decree, as though we're living in a banana republic. They're insane, because it's not going to happen. First of all, the people are not going to give up their weapons. That's number one. Secondly, it's unenforceable. Number two, so I'm asking you on the Savage Nation, what would you do? I mean, Big Shot, what are you going to do? Tell me what you're going to do, Big Shot, when he sends the Black Panthers to your door, banging on your door in the middle of the night, not with a musket, but with a bang. Who is he going to use for his armed private security force, better armed than the United States military? Who do you think he's going to recruit them from? Probably from the TSA, probably from some of the union thugs, and probably some of the other left-wing fascists that we've all come to know to be absolutely un-American. So therefore, what are you going to do when they start banging on your door and see if you have guns in your house? You'll say you can't do that. You don't have a warrant. You're violating the Fourth Amendment. Is that what you're going to do? I want to know, we're at the crisis point now. Obama has always been a dictator. Obama's been waiting for his opportunity. And Obama and Biden are now showing their true colors. And unfortunately for you, you have no opposition in the form of an opposition party, which is why over the last few nights I've been calling for a third party called a nationalist party. Now, I want to explain to you what executive orders are. You think that they're decreed by God. They're not decreed by God. The phone number to the Savage Nation is 855-400-SAVAGE. If you don't like it, turn the channel off. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013, resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. from breakfast through dinner. WiseFoodStorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit WiseFoodStorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's WiseFoodStorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with WiseFoodStorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO. The FAA is the latest to ground Boeing 787 Dreamliners until the risk of possible battery fires is addressed. Earlier this week, two Japanese airlines grounded their Dreamliners. FBI agents took computers and other items from an El Sobrante real estate office during a noontime raid today. The business specializes in FHA financing for first-time buyers and other services. And surfing fans are excited. Maverick's Big Wave Contest is set for this weekend in Half Moon Bay. It's the first time since 2010 conditions have been ripe. Taking a look at KSFO traffic, westbound 580 Vasco Road in Livermore. We've got a crash. Looks like it's off to the side with a sign down. Could be a traffic hazard. Eastbound 24 at Highway 13, car and a motorcycle. Looks like the three right lanes may be blocked. Eastbound 24 CHP just responding to the scene. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shop Talk 560 KSFO.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Securities and advisory services offered through NPC. Member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies.
If you're a little worried about your finances and financial planning in 2013, you're not alone. I'm financial advisor Pat Vitucci, and I think I can help. Whatever tax bracket you're in, you can expect to pay more taxes out of your pocket as the new economic policies play out. What is your best move for financial planning and retirement planning? A combination of tax increases and spending cuts may affect you and your family. Wow. What should you do about these issues? As an independent advisor with 15 Bay Area offices, I can work to do what's right for you. Call me anytime for a complimentary consultation. 800-472-8305. 800-472-8305. And check don'tinvestandforget.com for upcoming events. Pat Vitucci, 800-472-8305.
Hi, I'm Joan London. And if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call or go online to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-467-7530. 800-467-7530.
We don't keep our opinions to ourselves, and neither should you. On the only conservative station in the Bay Area, Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
John Rocker, former Major League Baseball pitcher and the author of Scars and Stripes, is also published by our friends at WorldNet Daily. He writes in a recent column the following. The Holocaust would have never taken place had the Jewish citizenry of Hitler's Germany had the right to bear arms and defended themselves with those arms. You're right. John, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Thank you, John, for having me. I obviously feel very honored to be here.
We seem to have very similar ideas about this topic. I think you must listen to my show because I talked about this last week.
I do. I've read a number of your books, and I tell you, halfway through the first paragraph, I'm getting goosebumps. I'm getting fired up to, go out and take some conservative values out in the streets.
President Obama announced 23 new executive orders today during a press conference surrounded by children. Doesn't this entire push for gun control seem opportunistic to you? Of course it is.
We're a stone throw away from just an outright monarchy. You really are. I mean, they are jumping on this bandwagon with a mighty foot, and they're riding it. They are striking while the iron is hot. They are taking this advantage, just like what I've heard. I've been listening to Limbaugh as I've been running around town all day, Limbaugh and Hannity, they are with the press conference with the children sitting there, they're basically human shields for this administration's policies. I happen to strongly agree.
What does this coordinated attack on the Second Amendment signal to you? I know what it signals to me.
It signals basically, Michael, a slippery slope. But today it's the assault weapons and the 30-round clips, which I'll be the first to say I don't own an assault weapon. I own many guns. I'm an avid hunter. I'm an avid shooter. I love my weapons, things like that. I use them for outdoor activities and that kind of stuff. I do not have an assault weapon. I've shot many of them. To be honest with you, I don't see a whole tremendous use for them. I know when you go out and you buy one, you buy your 100-round brick of ammo, and you blow through it in about 3 minutes, and you burn up some paper and stuff like that, hey, hooray, whatever, it's great. But I see this assault on the Second Amendment as a very slippery slope. Today it's the assault weapons and the 30-round magazines. Tomorrow it's my shotgun. Tomorrow it's my deer rifle. The next day it's my pistol. It's a slippery slope, and in 15 years, I may be, as a law-abiding citizen of this country, not allowed to simply hunt, not allowed to defend myself, not allowed to defend my family, my home, my belongings, possessions. It's a slippery slope. It's got to start somewhere, and here's where it's starting.
So you're saying that events like the Holocaust are typically preceded by disarming the public?
Absolutely. And I have it written in the articles. I was sent an article via my Facebook page by a Jewish gentleman that he actually penned this article back in 2005. I'll grossly paraphrase it. The article is several paragraphs long. I'm not going to go through the whole thing. But basically it's talking about the gradual brainwashing of the European mindset collectively, the Jewish population more specifically, over the course of generations and generations, and little by little they're taught not to fight back, not to defend themselves, and basically, extreme component that caused the Holocaust was the Jewish population just not being willing to defend themselves, willing to go peacefully in that good night. And I'm going to read a little bit here because as he talked about originally in the first part of the article, talks about that brainwashing mentality and uses a comment, what kind of behavior is violence for the sons of Abraham? That was basically the kind of mindset the Jewish population back there in Nazi Germany and really throughout Europe, collectively had sort of adopted. But there was a group of men in Warsaw that finally had come to have enough of it and say, no more. I'm not going to, as I said earlier, go peacefully in that good night. I'm going not going to be executed peacefully. And they actually took up arms to defend themselves. And I'm going to read about two sentences of excerpt out of this article. And it really is going to give chills to you, and it's going to defend my point. It starts in the middle of the last paragraph. Nowhere in the Torah are we instructed to give in to our dissemination. The fighters recognize that violence unto our people deserves violence in return. And so, as the first of the Wicked Ones SS companies entered the ghetto on April 19th at the start of the suction, I guess, German word, obviously, they were met in turn with a hail of Jewish bullets. As the murderers fell, the cry went forth, Juden haben Waffen. The translation, the Jews have weapons, exclamation point. If that had been a more collective, concerted effort by the 6 million Jews that were exterminated over the 4 to 5 year period of time of Nazi Germany, Juden Hoppen Loppen would have been said a lot more, and I would like to think the Holocaust would have turned out drastically different instead of 6 million Jews just casually accepting their extermination. I would like to think it would have gone different for them.
How foolish is it to sit by and say, well, nothing like that could ever happen here?
Well, I'm sure, do you think that the Jewish population in 1910, as they're being slowly brainwashed, the boiling pot of water, or the lukewarm pot of water with the frog sitting in it, as the heat slowly gets turned up, he's not going to jump out until he realizes he's boiling to death. As a 1910 Jewish population, they would certainly say to themselves, oh, some 6 million, that never happened to us. Well, 30 years later, it did. So, I mean, not to say, obviously, the world has transformed a great deal in the last 60-plus years. History, the quickest way to learn about your future is look at your past. And like I said earlier, the slippery slope of, some similar action taking place here in America, it starts with, in my opinion, it starts with the breaking down of the Second Amendment. It starts with your assault weapons and your 30-round clips, and it ends up, I've got to give away my single-shot shotgun that my grandfather left me when he passed away 30 years ago. That's where it ends up, and I'm a sitting duck, a ripe apple for the picking for robbers, thieves, murderers to do with me as exactly how they please. And excuse me, Michael, but I'll be damned if I let that happen.
Well, why don't you explain it again for those who may still think this is about protecting hunters. What did the framers intend with the Second Amendment? And we don't mean window framers.
In my strong opinion, the framers intended for the citizenry of this, at that time, fledgling country, to be able to defend themselves against tyranny, tyrannical government, tyrannical individuals. And I tell you right now, I sleep beside my bed with a Benelli Super Black Eagle 12-gauge with no plug in it and 5 3-inch Magnum single-alt buckshot. And if you want to come to my house at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to deliver some high-velocity lead right your way. And I sleep better every night knowing that.
John, where do you think this fight goes from here? What happens next?
Well, I know I've seen some, or heard, listen to the radio today, some really strongly worded advertisers from the NRA. I don't think the NRA is going to go down without a significant fight. Obviously, we know what our leftist friends in Washington all around this country, obviously, we know which side of the pole they're standing. This is going to be, it's going to be a bloody battle. This Second Amendment and the infringement upon it, the slow but surely degrading and eroding of the Second Amendment, it's going to be a bloody battle. And I hope that any inches we lose, we lose them very grudgingly, and we don't lose very many of them.
What are you doing as a gun owner to protect your rights?
I'm going on shows like yours. I'm writing articles. I'm trying to influence with the voice I have people to stand up for their rights, stand up for the rights that men much smarter than myself, certainly, that framed our Constitution, that framed our Bill of Rights, look forward into the life and the upcoming existence of the United States of America. They saw that as very important. If they saw that as very important, I have witnessed it firsthand how it's very important. I hope that interviews like this and articles I write will have the ability to influence those and will stand up just like I am.
John Rocha, thanks for being with us on the Savage Nation.
Thanks for having me.
By the way, don't forget to go to Amazon.com and order your copy right now of my new novel, A Time for War. And I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, look, our great nation has passed the tipping point. Benjamin Franklin warned us about 200 years ago. Ben said, when the people find that they can vote themselves money, they will herald the end of the republic. The 2012 election and 2013 fiscal cliff of massive tax increases are ominous echoes of what happened exactly 100 years ago. Listen to me. That's when the Fed and income tax were born, leaving today's dollar 98% gutted of its original value. Take action now. Protect yourself from a further debasement of your money and our nation. How? by reading The Great Debasement. It explains the 100-year dying of the dollar and how to get America's money back. It's free. Call 800-289-2646. What have you got to lose? It's free. 800-289-2646. For this special limited free offer of this 1995 book, it's free. Learn how to stop the greatest confiscation of wealth in history. Call 800-289-2646. I've warned you. Call it now. 800-289-2646. It's free.
This is the Constitutional Minute from Rockwell Arms. When the 13 original colonies agreed to form a union, they only gave a short list of defined powers to the new central government. That's right, they made a list. And on that list, they wrote that every power that was not on the list would be left to the states or to the people. Why? They knew from history that if the government had too much power, people in high positions could use their power to encroach on the liberties of the citizens. By dividing power between the central government and the states, the founders kept most governing powers close to the people and made their government more accountable to them. The principle of dividing power between the federal and state government is known as federalism, and it is more important today than ever. Rockwell Arms encourages you to understand and honor our Constitution and to support businesses that do the same. Visit us at rockwellarms.com and check out our great selection of firearms and accessories. Rockwell Arms, helping you keep America safe.
We're kicking off a year of fortune at Cache Creek Casino Resort. From January 14th through February 18th, we're bringing in Chinese New Year with fortune for everybody. Every day, win $888 in bonus play. Every hour from 2 p.m. till 10 p.m. Plus, every Saturday and Sunday, we're having cash drawings for $1,000 at 3 p.m., 5, 7, 9, and 11 p.m. Then, Fortunes Rise Chinese New Year weekend, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, when each cash drawing winner receives $2,500 in cash. The Year of Fortune, only at Cache Creek. Play the best close to home. Complete details at cachecreek.com.
It's time to play Who's My Termite Company, brought to you by Planet Orange. Do you prefer a technician who has A, completed weeks of training, or B, experience delivering pizzas? Should your technician have performed A, hundreds of treatments, B, three, including yours? Do you want the person who comes out to your home to A, be knowledgeable, professional, and courteous, or B, refer to you as dude?
When it comes to protecting your home from termites and pests, don't play games. Call Planet Orange at 1-800-7-ORANGE. The best-trained technicians, an industry-leading two-year warranty with free annual re-inspections, prices that are comparable or less than what others charge. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE now. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com to schedule a free termite and pest inspection now.
My name is Kanan, and I've performed over 1,200 treatments for Planet Orange.
Go to planetorange.com or call 1-800-7-ORANGE for Planet Orange. Doing the right thing was never so easy.
Boy, am I glad to be done with my holiday shopping.
I know.
And now I just want to relax.
Me too. Except there's one more store we should check out.
No way!
Because this week we can get a Samsung, Panasonic, or LG TV at an incredible price.
Really? Where?
At Video Only's year-end clearance sale. They're really cutting deals.
Because of the economy?
Yep. So this is our chance to get what we wanted for Christmas.
Are the prices really that good?
For 7 days they are. And Video Only has those top-rated models we were thinking about on sale.
All right. The best stuff cheap is worth a trip.
At Video Only, you won't find huge stores with refrigerators or computers, but you will find the best deals on TVs, Blu-rays, cameras, and home theater systems. Shop around. Just make sure you visit Video Only, because if you don't,
you'll be sorry.
In Mountain View, San Mateo, Hayward, Dublin, and San Rafael, Video Only.
This is the number one talk station in the Bay Area. Strong, proud, and always conservative. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Biden, that fool, that fascist fool, had the nerve. This lying fascist pig. There are no other words for Joseph Biden. This lying fascist pig thinks that he has all the power in the world to do anything that he and his king wish to do. But I want to remind the fascist pig, Joseph Biden, that in 1952, President Harry Truman used an executive order to seize all of the United States steel mills in the country and place them under federal control. He used Executive Order 10340 in 1952 and placed all steel mills in the United States under federal control. But guess what happened, Mr. Biden? While you were shooting your water gun off with your stupid friends, you should have read that Harry Truman attempted to make law rather than to clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. And so, guess what happened? Take a guess what happened. It was taken to the U.S. Supreme Court, and Harry Truman, who tried to be a little dictator, was overridden by the U.S. Supreme Court, which is what will happen if Barack Obama, the dictator in this country, and Joseph Biden, the dictator's assistant, tries to wipe out the Second Amendment. Now, they're not fools. They're very smart people. They know how to get around these things. What is to stop this maniac from later on invoking executive orders on the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of the press, right to assemble, petition the government? He says, we're going to limit that as well, not eliminate it. And then you liberal lawyers, you swine, you, all of you fraudulent criminal defense attorneys, you vermin, all of you, every last one of you is a criminal of this country. All of you have used the Fourth Amendment to get drug dealers off for the last 40 years. I can name five cases. New York City, Upper West Side, Dominicans found with 30 grams of cocaine in the trunk, a whack job phony civil rights lawyer in New York City, whose name I remember, which I will not say, but he's still alive, said that the cop had no reasonable, probable cause, rather, to open the trunk of the Dominican drug dealer, and he threw the case out and he let the drug dealer go scot-free. So all you rats, you fraudulent lawyers who claim you're liberals, who've used the Fourth Amendment basically to get criminals off, what are you going to do if Obama says he's now going to change the amendment, the Fourth Amendment, which is your stock and trade, and he's going to eliminate it or modify it? What if then he is going to modify any of the other amendments, including the one that I mentioned earlier, the 17th Amendment, which establishes the direct election of U.S. senators by popular vote? What if Obama and Biden say, we want senators appointed by the president. We can't wait any longer. We need to appoint them. And so by executive order, we're going to appoint senators from now on. Tell me what you're going to do. Don't you liberals understand what you've created here? Don't you see that Obama is a Frankenstein? You don't understand that Obama is the Frankenstein of your worst nightmares, what you've created here in this man. And I want to remind you again that executive orders were never made to make law. Executive orders were never created to make law. They were created to clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress or the Constitution. I'm asking you what you're going to do when the dictator, Obama, says turn in your guns or else. Do you think he's going to put another million people in prison? We already have the largest prison population proportionate to the overall population in the world. Let me repeat that in case you missed it. We're living in a semi-police state in the United States of America already. There are over 1.5 I don't know what the number point number is, over a million people incarcerated in this country, mainly because of drug laws, okay? But that's a separate story. Over a million people are incarcerated in this country. Are we going to put another million people in prison because they wouldn't turn in a hunting rifle for dictator Obama? Well, it might be a good idea, because think of all the prison guards and the prison guard unions that could kick money up to the Pezzo Navanti in the White House. Or think about how many prisons could be built by the contractors who have senators for husbands or wives. Think of all of the contracts they get for building new prisons to put all of the white guys in who wouldn't turn in their hunting rifle. Think about it. It could be a boom time in America for all of those contractors who are no longer in Iraq. Just think about that one. He could put out a request for a proposal to build 100 new prisons across America, in order to put in the gun nuts or the gun resistors. Maybe call you gun resistors. How's that? We'll call you a gun resistor. And you're a gun resistor, so therefore you're going to a special gun resistors prison, which will be manned by special guards created just for the gun resistors. They will all look like a cross between Rosie O'Donnell and Janet Napolitano. That's That's the special prison that he would create just for the gun resistors. And they will wear certain gray uniforms with certain emblems on them. If you think it's a laughing matter, you're wrong. We no longer have a two-party system, and we haven't for a very long time, as I've tried to warn you in a number of my books, most particularly Trickle-Up Poverty, Trickle-Down Tyranny. I try to warn you that the two-party system was a sham. It was two-card Monty. We saw that with the fiscal lie. There was no fiscal cliff. We saw that. And we saw that the man, one of the men who helped destroy the market, the housing market, Jack Lew, has now been appointed by Obama to be Treasury Secretary. Here is a man who in 2009 bagged a $950,000 bonus after his bank Citigroup received almost $500 billion in cash and guarantees from the taxpayer. This man, Jack Lew, took almost $1 million after his bank Citigroup received a $500 billion bailout. Now Obama wants to make him the Treasury Secretary. So that's number one. Now it gets even better. He wants to make John Brennan the head of the CIA. He wants to put this man in charge of the spy agency. John Brennan, I want you to listen to the clip too carefully.
But for more than three decades, I have also had the tremendous fortune to travel the world. And as part of that experience, to learn about the goodness and beauty of Islam. As a college student in the 1970s, I spent a summer traveling through Indonesia, taking in the wonderful landscape, culture, and people of Java and Bali. Despite my long hair, my earring, and my obvious American appearance, I was welcomed throughout that country in a way that is a reflection of the tremendous warmth of Islamic cultures and societies. Like the president during his childhood years in Jakarta, I came to see Islam, not how it is often misrepresented, but for what it is, how it is practiced every day by well over a billion Muslims worldwide, a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity.
I'm speechless. I feel as though I'm living in a surreal nightmare. Where, the bigger the lie, if you tell a big lie often enough, it becomes the truth. So now we have a man telling the biggest lie on the planet, and he's going to be the head of the chief spy agency, not to spy on Islamofascists who may be amongst us, but amongst citizens who understand the threat, the existential threat and the other threats of the Islamofascists. The world is turned upside down under this by this administration. So if you put all the pieces together, now you see the Second Amendment being threatened by Biden and Obama. They're going to take away your right to bear arms and protect yourself. Then you have a man going into the CIA who thinks that Islam worldwide is a faith of peace and tolerance and great diversity. And you ask yourself, where is this all leading? You have to ask yourself, what's an executive order? Many of you don't even know what it is. Well, executive orders were issued since 1789, but they were for benign reasons. Executive orders were issued since 1789 basically to help officers and agencies of the executive branch manage the operations within the federal government itself. They were sort of technical executive orders to keep things moving along. However, in some cases, they have overreached and they've been criticized for exceeding executive authority throughout U.S. history, and they've been challenged in the Supreme Court. In dictatorships, these are known not as executive orders, Mr. Biden. They're known as decrees. And it was not really until 1952 that Truman overreached, the Democrat President Truman, when he used Executive Order 10340, placing all steel mills in the nation under federal control. He took control of all the U.S. steel mills. Well, it was taken to the Supreme Court, and it was declared invalid. That was an executive order. Declared invalid. Why? Because the executive order attempted to make law rather than clarify or act to further a law put forth by the Congress of the Constitution.
Savage.